checked, birds don't have fingers. And don't get me started on buffalo wings.
However, it makes total sense to bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. You could save a lot, and they can insure your motorcycle, boat, and RV. GEICO also has discounts for military and federal employees.
But it makes no sense that the word abbreviation is so long.
On the other hand, it still makes total sense to switch to GEICO. They have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver. They even have local agents you can meet face-to-face.
Conversely, it makes no sense that a doctor's workplace is called a practice. Aren't they supposed to be done practicing after med school?
So, Ohio, it makes sense to switch to GEICO. Online, over the phone, or with your local agent.
Did you know that 1 in 8 Americans struggle with hunger? Yet more than 40% of the food we produce is thrown out. At Kroger, we know we can do something about this. We're donating more food to local food banks through our partnership with Feeding America. And we're working with World Wildlife Fund to end food waste. But we can't do it alone. And we hope you'll join us in creating a world with zero hunger and zero waste. Visit thekrogerco.com to learn how you can help.
Hey, it's Bobby Carpenter. And championship teams need to have two things, heart and soul. Well, at Monogram Homes, they know a thing or two about heart and soul of a new custom home. My friend Bob and his team at Monogram take pride in offering a true custom home building experience. They will take your ideas, your vision, and transform them into the home of your dreams. So let Monogram Homes pour their heart, their soul, into your new custom home today. Check them out online at monogramhomes.net. That's monogramhomes.net.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan Sports Center.
And I'm Timmy Hall. Good afternoon. Interesting story came out from CBSSports.com about the Pac-12 wanting to revisit their decision to delay the basketball season until at least January 1. Listen to this. It's saying that the Pac-12 was operating under the assumption that the Big Ten would make an identical move, but within 48 hours of the Pac-12 canceling hoops until January 1, all 14 Big Ten basketball coaches convened and voted unanimously to tell Kevin Warren they didn't want that same fate. And in Big Ten football, reports says today, the conference is considering Thanksgiving weekend as one option for the restart, and an early January start with an 8 or 9 game schedule at indoor venues has been generating the most discussion as well. Baseball on tap, 7:10 first pitch in Cincy. Reds taking on the Cubs. Indians in St. Louis for an 8:15 start. PGA Tour right now, Hideki Matsuyama leads the BMW at 3 under. Breaking sports news on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It's time to take a dip in the pool of stupid. Yeah. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
First of all, you're not buying a $75 pie. You're paying for an airline ticket for this pie.
True enough. I forgot. All the planes you get on now, it's like there's two people with masks and gloves on and just pies. I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to stop smoking. And it's just a key lime pie sitting there like, what? You don't know what I've seen.
Shut up. I'm going to see T-Bone.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Leanna Ray on traffic.
You know I hate you guys, right?
And all the weird sounds the internet has ever made.
Just want to remind everybody that it's Columbus Day.
The only one I've ever met that can handle my junk.
Stuff flaps all over the place.
Does that make any sense to you?
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday. I am T-Bone. No Common Man today, but Dave Biddle is joining us again. Bids, what's up, man?
Bone, great to be with you again. Plenty to talk about. And then some. We didn't think we'd have more Ohio State football schedule news to perhaps talk about. Not that a schedule has been released, but just when you think there's no chance of a fall football season in the Big Ten, news continues to trickle out. At least it's good news this time.
Yeah, there is a lot of news there. We're going to get to that throughout the day. We will eventually do Bone of Education. I'm going to do Bone of Education today, and we're going to do an educational segment, Bids, on something that I have never understood, so I forced myself to try to get it under grasp and try to understand it. And this is from Chris on Twitter. He had said, for Bone of Education, what are your thoughts about comparing nautical knots, aerial knots, and miles per hour? And I got to be honest, I had never really thought about all that, but I do know that I don't know the difference, or I didn't know the difference when he tweeted me that. So I did some research. We're going to learn about speed That's what I'm going to say Bone of Education is about today. Speed. You like that?
I like it.
A speed run through Bone of Education. So we'll get into that 4 o'clock hour. But yeah, we're going to start with the thing that... Oh, and Tool of the Week. I forgot. Tool of the Week coming up 5:34. You can send us your Tools of the Week now at manandbone971. Get those tweets in early. And then, of course, you can call when that segment goes on. But let's talk about this big news. CBS Sports had a story today. The headline says, Thanksgiving start among potential Big Ten schedule options being discussed by the league. So, Bids, I'll let you kind of set this up. But from what Dennis Dodd at CBS Sports had, there was also, is it Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel? I believe those two were two of the reporters that got some info on this. Big Ten coaches apparently have told the Big Ten, hey, we're looking at all the options for January like you asked us to, and we're trying to figure out a schedule option, but they're very concerned about the idea of playing a full season of football starting in January even, and then trying to play another full season in September. More thoughts on that in a second, but that has led to the discussion of what if we started around the time basketball's been talking about starting during the Thanksgiving break, where all the students are going to be home until the first of the year. We could play 4 or 5 games between Thanksgiving and, you know, the winter semester starting up. So maybe we can do that. And that is an intriguing possibility that they're saying at least is starting to gain some momentum. So your initial thoughts on that, Bid? So that would at least signal that we might get football in 2020 in the Big Ten.
Yes, and that was my initial thought, was this is good news. You know, I feel like, you know, and this is just my take on it, that the backlash is finally starting to get to them. And they're considering all options. Gene Smith has now, Ohio State's AD has come out in the last 20 minutes or so and has confirmed that they are one of the many scenarios that they are considering is a season that would begin around Thanksgiving. So, as you mentioned, Dennis Dodd, some other reporters, I know Bruce Feldman was early on this as well. You know, they're all confirming through their sources that a Big Ten season that would start around Thanksgiving is on the table. So that's good. But, Bone, the other side of me is like, what in the hell is going on here? You're telling me it's not safe to play college football in September, which was the original. You know, we're supposed to have 6 days from now, Ohio State at Illinois. That fizzled out in 6 days after the big schedule unveiling. Then they canceled the season 6 days later. You know, and I don't know. It's not safe to play in September, but it's going to be safe to play in late November. I mean, is this backed up by any medical technology? I don't know, man. But I do think this, the momentum seems to be building. If they're willing to start talking about, which they are, we know this has been confirmed now by various reporters I trust, that they are actively considering a season that begins in, you know, late November. What would be the problem then if they could compromise and do this in October at some point? It's not the September that we wanted, or at least I wanted. I don't want to speak for you. It is not the late November, which really wouldn't give you time to get in a season enough to be a member of the college football playoff if you're good enough. But if you did it in October, you absolutely could do it. So maybe this is going to, you know, lead the Big Ten in the direction to compromise a little bit more and get a season that starts in October. But Bone, the biggest thing that I just shake my head on there is like, you're telling me it's not safe to start in September, but it's going to be safe to start in late November? It just makes no sense at all.
Yeah, I mean, to be clear, like, from the get-go, I mean, I think, like, a lot of this discussion has been framed around the word want or desire or lack of desire. Like, I don't think, I mean, certainly I want to see a football season played. I think Kevin Warren wants to see a football season played. I think every person associated with the Big Ten on either side of this wants to see a football season played. The question has been, is it safe to play? And I think that's where a lot of the parents have said, you know, we are the ones who kind of helped our children with this decision, or at least we supported them in their decision, and now you're telling us it's not safe to play. We would like that info. This is what's bothering me about what happened today. Well, there's lots of things, but one is this. Number one, this makes everything weird, does it not? Like, it better is, I guess, a word it could be. I know a lot of people are, like, celebrating this, like, yes, football in 2020, and then it's like, It's 35 days before we would have played it anyway. If they were going to do a January schedule, which everyone on one side of this issue has said, well, that's impossible. They can never play in January. It's like, but they can play at the end of November and into January? Well, I'm not understanding what the difference is in 35 days. To your point, what difference does that make? Like, You're not go- if the college football playoffs decide they don't want anything to do with this and they don't care about you starting in November, they're not going to hold anything off, they're going to go as scheduled, Ohio State still won't be a part of any college football playoff. And I think that still right. presents the argument or the issues that many people have brought up is like, well, if you're not playing anything, if you're not playing for a championship, you're just going out there to play, does that have the same weight of a season? So your point is very accurate that if you can play in November, why couldn't you have done this in October? And I really think that gets to the heart of the issue. Kevin Warren and the Big Ten presidents, they could have said, guys, we don't know about playing this year. We're not sure if it's safe. We have our doubts. We have a lot of concerns. We have not got these concerns properly addressed. So we're going to stop the idea that we're going to play in the first week of September. We're not going to move back to September 26th. We think it's necessary to move all the way back to middle of October. We're going to restart training the week after students get back and everything. We're going to then get back into training camp mode and have 6 weeks to get ready for the season. We're going to start that process over. And assuming everything goes well, then we could play in the middle of October. Then you'd still have time to get this in before the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. To your point, what does November do for you that January already wouldn't? You know, like
right.
you're not getting a benefit yeah. from it other than literally the calendar year will be technically different, but it won't get you into the college football playoffs unless they agree to move it, which they could have done anyway if they wanted to. So I don't think that's necessarily going to help.
Yeah, exactly. And I find the idea ridiculous to start in late November, because if you could do that, you could start in October, and then that would solve all of the issues we're talking about. But to play devil's advocate, to try and figure out what they're thinking, if you're someone out there, again, this is not me, who thought the January start date was a viable option to play this, they're calling it a spring league, even though it really would be a winter season, and you're someone that believed that that was a possibility, but then you heard things from like Randy Waite's father that said the only way Sean would play is if there was, you know, the typical amount of time after the season would end and then to have the combine and then the NFL draft to get ready for that. And that might include the combine and the NFL draft being pushed back, which initially the NFL said they had no interest in doing either. And then you've heard reports what maybe they would be able to work with college football and move it back a little bit. Who knows about that? My point is, again, I find this ridiculous. I'm just trying to, like, you know, play devil's advocate here and try to figure out what they're thinking. Maybe they're thinking, okay, the January option to us is a viable option, no matter what anybody else says. How about we start at in late November? That will give the kids more time before the draft, and it'll, you know, break up all the talk about trying to play two football seasons in the same calendar year, even though it would trickle into January. I'm with you, though, man. The whole thing, just to be real, it's just ridiculous. I feel like you either need to – this is Ohio State. You know, you're not just having a season to go out there and have fun. And, you know, this isn't like, you know, middle school football or something like that. Although, I tell you what, I mean, I played middle school football. It felt like the biggest thing in the world while you're playing it. So I don't want to disparage middle school football.
Well, there's no contract. There's no, like, Big Ten contract with Fox or ESPN for that. So
right.
that is a big motivator here.
Yeah, and you know, just real quick to finish my thought, if you're Ohio State, your end goal is to win the national championship. If that's not even a possibility, and I know people will bring up 2012 where it was still a great season, they went undefeated, they knew they had no chance of playing in the postseason. Okay, fine, whatever. This team is different. This isn't Ryan Day's first year. He's not taking over 6-7 team. They would have had a special team this year, and that's using Ryan Day's own words. If you take the national championship off the table, to me, if I'm Ohio State, I'm like, nah, not into that. Find a way, if you're going to play this fall, find a way to start early enough where you could have the college, you could be at least eligible for the college football playoff. And maybe, Bone, it'll take the college football playoff just saying, listen, to accommodate the Big Ten, we're going to move it back a few weeks. Who knows? The good thing here, though, if you're somebody out there like me and you're just wanting Big Ten football, you're wanting the Buckeyes to play this fall, it does feel like, I mean, I gave up pretty much all hope. It does feel like there's been momentum this week that's been building. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, well, let me ask, I'll ask this from the listeners, too. You can tweet us at manandbone971 or at degenerate T-Bone as well, because I'd love to see, like, does this change something for you if the only two options, we all would rather have it start 6 days from now. We all would rather see football played, assuming it was safe and all that stuff. I'm just saying, if there was no coronavirus and there was no pandemic to worry about, obviously we'd all want it to start in 6 days. But if your two options were January football or November football, I guess my question is, Does it make a difference to you? And if so, what is that difference? Because I'm as a longtime Buckeye fan, I'm struggling to figure out what the difference is, other than, well, maybe they would move the playoffs back or something.
Maybe Justin Fields would stay if it's January.
What if they still say the combine's in February? Deal with it. I don't know what you do with that.
Right,
I really
man.
Don't
I mean,
know.
If I'm advising Justin Fields and the season starts in late November, but they're saying there's no way you can play for the national championship, maybe you play to win the Heisman. I don't know. If I'm Justin Fields, I know I'm going to be the number two pick at the very worst. I set that season out if I don't have a chance of playing for a national championship. But Justin Fields, maybe he would be more willing to play if it began in November rather than January. I have no idea. This whole thing is ridiculous to me. Hopefully, cooler heads prevail and they realize if we can play in November, we can play in October, and it's not too late to make that happen. October seems to be, hopefully, what this is building towards.
Yeah, I mean, that would, I think, solve a lot of those issues. We got much more to talk about with this. We'll get to it when we come back. And your thoughts, too, at Degenerate T-Bone. Let me know. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for an accident blocking the left lane of 71 southbound after Hudson Street. Traffic is stop and go from Cook Road and Building in this area. Plan about a 20-minute slowdown. This is an injury accident. Please use extra caution over here. This traffic report is sponsored by Indeed.com. If the next step for your business is finding a high-impact hire, try Indeed. Their flexible payment options mean better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. Indeed will even give you a $75 credit for your first job post at Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply. Elmy and Array with Fan Traffic.
Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified risk-free without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia. On Route 23 in Lewis Center, 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down, 84 months at 4.19% APR, plus tax, license, and admin fee. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at warbyparker.com/terms. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes.
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Text Warby to 64,000 to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Text Warby to 64,000 to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. Text Warby to 64,000 to get started for free. That's W-A-R-B-Y to 64,000.
It's baseball time on The Fan. Listen to the Mets battle the Yankees. Coverage starts Saturday at noon.
Sponsored by Bobcat Enterprises in Hilliard and Reynoldsburg. Your Doosan construction equipment dealer. Doosan, run strong.
The Fan.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now you can save on large whole seedless watermelons. They're a crowd favorite and on sale for just $2.88 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we're all about quality. We mix cane sauce in our restaurants every day. And our chicken is hand-battered and cooked to order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. And our lemonade is always freshly squeezed.
Love in the window.
And why do we do all this? Because it makes a difference. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
It's pro football time, and the Fan and Bud Light want to make it more exciting. Join the Bud Light Pro Football Pick'em League. Pick your teams every week, and you could win the weekly prize. Or go on to win the season-long grand prize. Oh! A Bud Light man cave, including a 65-inch smart TV, new furniture, a kegerator, neon Bud Light sign, and a cool customized Ohio license plate sign. Visit 971thefan.com to join the Bud Light Pro Football Pick'em League and enjoy season-long fun and maybe win a man cave and more.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
WGU is different than any other university. Accredited online learning you can do at any time. No lectures. Study when and where you want. Nonprofit WGU orients everything we do around you. You receive a dedicated mentor to guide you through your degree attainment. Our technology and learning environment is built around you. WGU degree programs start at the first of the month, all year long. Visit ohio.wgu.edu. Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Picture a sports talk show, but without all those pesky sports getting in the way. Back to Man and Bone.
Welcome in. Happy Friday to you. Dave Biddle filling in for Common Man today. Bone of Education coming up 4 o'clock hour. It's actually Degenerate Biddle today at 4:48. One of the co-hosts of On the Money along with Scotty Vegas. So he's going to get you caught up on that. And Tool of the Week in the 5 o'clock hour. But, of course, the discussion today, a lot of it centering around the Buckeyes possibly getting to play football in 2020. The new report from CBS and others saying that Big Ten coaches are pushing to get the schedule started, and one of the considerations is playing in November. Now, it would be the very end of November, but it would still be technically football in 2020. Would that be something you want? I'd love to hear from you at Degenerate T-Bone, at Man and Bone, if you'd like to get involved with that. I did see Chris tweeted in and said, what if we played meat chicken on the first weekend? I don't hate that. I mean, that would actually be the most normal thing we've had happen in 2020, right? Is playing Ohio State Michigan around Thanksgiving weekend. I could live with that, actually.
The season opener instead of the season finale, the regular season finale. Yeah, give me that. Thanksgiving weekend, the weekend after, whatever. Give me Ohio State Michigan. Yeah, we'll see. I think both ideas are somewhat foolish if you're talking about the January start or the Thanksgiving start. But the Thanksgiving start is less foolish, the lesser of the evils. So
this is the sign thing I don't understand. let's pause there for a second, because if the logic is we don't think we can keep the players safe, we are hoping for more things to come out. Like we saw, right? There's a saliva test now that apparently doesn't even have to be sent off to a lab. It's like rapid response, 15 minutes, you can get this test. And I think it's Abbott Labs that actually came up with it. So good for Abbott Labs. But that's encouraging, right? That is information the Big Ten did not have back when they canceled the season. So if more things like that were to come out, that would make that January more realistic, right? That they're saying, we think we can do it safely in January. And I will say this about leadership. And what's funny is so many people talking about this talk a lot about leadership in other aspects of life, but then when it comes to this, they throw all that out the window. You don't follow the crowd if you're a leader. I'm not saying Kevin Warren made the right decision or the Big Ten did, but this whole notion of like, well, the SEC's not doing it, the ACC's not doing it, it's stupid. If you have info that says you don't believe you can do this safely, then do what you think is right. That's always been my MO. Like, you don't follow the crowd, you do what you think is right. And I find it interesting that so many people in college athletics who normally espouse those values are now all of a sudden like, well, no, they're doing the thing that, why can't we? Like, we've got to keep the focus on what actually is important here. What's important is, did they have information that led them to believe this is a bad idea to play football? What was that info? Please let us know what that was. And that bids leads me to this question, because I saw Bill Rabinowitz from the Dispatch tweet this out. Tom Mars, who's one of the attorneys who's filed a lot of these briefs saying, you know, we need communication from the Big Ten. We want to find out what they said, when they said it. What did the president say to Kevin Warren? What did Kevin Warren say to the presidents? We want all these records requests, Freedom of Information Act requests. Tom Mars said that if they decide to play football in November 28th of 2020, or whatever date it ends up being, that he'll withdraw the request. Well, why would we not want to know this info, even if they do play football in November? Like, does that not boggle your mind, Bids, that the guy who's saying we demand to know this, we need to know this, now is saying, oh, no, if they play 5 weeks earlier, I'm taking my request away. It's all good.
Yeah, Bone, I wonder if he believes, like, when he saw that, if he didn't read it carefully, and he's thinking, oh, they're going to start in November, so they'll have time to have, like, a real, you know, it would be a truncated season that, you know, schools like Ohio State would still be eligible for the college football playoff. I think he read that wrong, because I think the goal
yeah,
here,
right.
I know the goal here is for there to be football this fall, early enough where you can be in the mix for the national championship, where if Ohio State is one of the four best teams, you know, they are able to be part of the college football playoff, or Penn State, whoever it might be. And that's the goal of this from the attorneys that are getting involved. So my guess is, Bone, I would need to talk to Tom Mars to see if this is the case, that he's of the opinion like, oh, okay, start in November, so we're going to be able to have a season, and there's going to be a national championship that's going to include perhaps a team from the Big Ten or Pac-12. Now, if he's just, you know, deciding to, oh, okay, everything's good now, and the Big Ten can't play for a national championship, that makes no sense at all to me. That does not add up. So we'll see what happens, but, you know, a couple things here. You know, the Big Ten came out and said, you know, we have irrefutable medical evidence. That's why we're making this decision. And to your point, you know, you're right. Leadership is not going along with the flow. Leadership is making tough decisions because you believe you are right. And I don't think that they believe that that medical report that they cited was faulty, but it turns out it was. It's since been debunked.
Well, they haven't said
retracted.
It's faulty. It hasn't been retracted.
It's been retracted.
Well, no, they said
it
that
has
the,
been
some,
retracted.
No, they. The, I was reading that a little bit more yesterday. They said that the underlying studies, some of the things they initially disclosed, they didn't properly disclose. They've since corrected that, but they still have put the study back out and said, yeah, we still believe a lot of the overall facts that came out of this. We just didn't maybe report some of the underlying facts, though, as well as we should, but they have corrected that. All I'm saying is, I'm not someone who works on epidemiology reports all the time. Perhaps this is not as debunked as we think it is. What I'm saying is, there are a few doctors at University of Michigan who don't like it. That doesn't mean it's necessarily been widely debunked. It means there's dispute among scientists, which, if you've ever followed scientific research, welcome to science. That's what happens. That's why there's so much uncertainty with this, because the scientists are still figuring it out, because it's not settled. We don't know how this thing works. And that's where I'm saying
it's a novel
virus. That's where I'm
hitting
pause on that. Right. It's new.
Right.
It is.
It's literally,
to your point,
it's new.
Yeah.
And we're figuring things out by the day. Yeah. And I think we're talking about the same report, but the one I'm referring to is the one that initiated out of Germany. And to my understanding, maybe the entire thing wasn't retracted, but a lot of information that was in the report was retracted. But regardless, that is interesting that the main medical report is at least, possibly faulty.
It's getting adjusted. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
Yes. And that's their main reason for canceling the season. So, I think that's another reason they're backtracking a little bit here. Perhaps. We don't know for sure.
Could be.
The other thing here is, it's not just, because you're right, if it's just like, oh, the SEC's playing, the ACC's playing, the Big 12's probably going to play. Who knows if they're going to finish, Bone, but I would bet anything they're at least going to, the season's at least going to begin in those conferences. Here's another thing, though, I think is another facet of this that's very important. I think the Big 10 is seeing other, and I know these are pro sports leagues. I get that. I get it's not apples to oranges, but it's still fruit. It's not like it's apples to hand grenades here. You're seeing, you know, the NHL and the NBA, just from a sports perspective, go off without a hitch. And, but again, they're in bubbles. Okay, they're in bubbles. MLB has had some roadblocks, which I'm sure those other, you know, college football will have its roadblocks too. But what are they doing? They're forging ahead. MLS, you know, the Crew's already hosted a game and played a road game. In addition to, you know, when they were in the bubble, they're now traveling. MLS teams are traveling back and forth to venues. You're seeing it in NASCAR. I know it's a little different in NASCAR. UFC, boxing, golf, tennis are all being played. I think that helps. If you're somebody out there that wants Big Ten football this fall, the fact that the pro sports overall are doing well, I think that helps a little bit. Is that going to be the deciding factor? Heck no. I'm just saying if that even helps like a couple percentage points, which I think it does, that could help the situation.
All right, we'll continue to talk about this. There's plenty to unpack from it, but also do we know who's starting at quarterback for the Patriots? Someone in the media says they do. We'll talk about it next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find an accident still blocking the left lane of 71 southbound after Hudson. Traffic is stop and go from Cook Road and still building in this area. This is an injury accident causing traffic to be stop and go. Plan about a 20-minute slowdown as they work to get this clear. This traffic report is sponsored by Indeed.com. If the next step for your business is finding a high-impact hire, try Indeed. Their flexible payment options mean better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. Indeed will even give you a $75 credit for your first job post at Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
It's Honda's summer clearance, and every new Honda is on clearance. Well-qualified buyers can lease the 2020 Honda Civic today for $189 a month for 36 months with $25.99 due at lease signing. Civic, the best-selling compact car over the past decade for just $189 a month. Don't miss Honda's summer clearance event going on now at your Central Ohio Honda dealers. Call 877-41-HONDA for details. Offer ends August 31st, 2020.
At Mountain Dew, we support the best and baddest disaster relief group in America, Team Rubicon. To show our support of Team Rubicon, Mountain Dew put in $1 million. And now you can help Team Rubicon, too. Look for specially marked Team Rubicon bottles of Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, and Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Enter for a chance to win weekly prizes at MountainDewTR.com and donate to Team Rubicon. You'll earn exclusive rewards when you do. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 and older. Subject to rules at MountainDewTR.com. Ends 10-3-2020.
While other funeral homes claim to be the least expensive, that's simply not true. I'm Bob Spears, and at Jerry Spears Funeral Home, we provide you with a dignified service at a guaranteed low price. We are locally owned, and my brother Steve and I are proud to be part of four generations of family serving Central Ohio for 90 years. Contact us at Jerry Spears Funeral Home, where you can expect compassion and affordability. Call 614-274-5092 or go to jerryspearsfuneralhome.com.
As a student at CCAD, I learned how important the details are when working on any piece, and I've dedicated my life to making wearable art, so I understand how much passion goes into creating every design. Hi, I'm Dan, Director of Design at the Diamond Cellar. We have a team of world-class goldsmiths who pride themselves on the details, bringing your jewelry back to life. From redesign to restoration, we'd love to help, because you're not just our customers, you're our neighbors and friends. Visit us here at the Diamond Cellar, proud to be Columbus's family jeweler for 70 years.
Look at your radio right now.
If you see a little HD icon, that means you have HD radio.
If you click it or just touch it, I have no idea how your radio works.
It'll magically take you to 1460 ESPN, where you can listen to the entire ESPN radio lineup. Fancy
the Fan.
Celebrate.
Georgia Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified risk-free without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. 24-7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down. 84 months at 4.19% APR. Plus tax, license, and admin. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. One in three men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
Paneltown in Flores has been Columbus's premier flooring store since 1967. Everyone knows new floors have the biggest impact transforming a home, and Paneltown would like to help those experiencing challenges with 12 months same as cash. 12 months same as cash. Let the experienced staff at Paneltown help you with your home's transformation and turn your flooring dreams into reality. Paneltown delivers the ultimate customer experience to professionals and homeowners alike. Go where the pros go, Paneltown.com.
If you miss a Buckeye game, it's because your radio is in tune to the right place. Always and forever, your home for the Buckeyes. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. The radio home of inside jokes that may or may not become stickers for your car. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Happy Friday to you. Dave Biddle filling in for Common Man today. Biz, we got a lot going on. We got Bone of Education, 4 o'clock. We've got Degenerate Biddle coming up later in the 4 o'clock hour. Tool of the Week, 5 o'clock hour. I'll tell you what, Bids, after all the stuff coming down today and all the stuff that happened this week, I think I've just about convinced myself that at 5 o'clock, we're going to get some silver bullets flying down here in the old Bone basement. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to...
Nice. Crack
hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and that somewhere will be in my basement for the final hour of the show. So you want to join me if you're home, and you know, obviously do that when you're home, but... Yeah, I think it might be a silver bullet night. That's what I'm saying. That's probably what's happening. I want to bring this to your attention just to get off of the sports thing for just a second because I find this fascinating. Like we've talked about, you know, a lot of science stuff with COVID-19 and all the other things we're trying to figure out with not just that, but life in general. There's lots of things science at times people rip scientists for. How about this? The National Hurricane Center, okay? They are the ones who track hurricanes. Hurricane Laura just came on and was devastating up through Louisiana and up into Arkansas and terrible. And we feel bad for everyone involved with that. But it's important to know where these hurricanes are going to go. The National Hurricane Center tracked Hurricane Laura and correctly predicted the exact path of Hurricane Laura's eye, exactly the way it would go. Within 0.6 miles, the whole pathway Whoa. Did not deviate less than a mile from where they said it would go. They did that 87 hours before it made landfall in Louisiana. So I don't know about every person who's ever worked in weather. I do agree, yes, sometimes it's frustrating when they say there's going to be no snow and you get 3 inches or it's not going to rain and it does. But by and large, I think the weather, the meteorologist community, if you can nail something within 0.6 miles that's, you know, could have gone any, it could have gone hundreds of miles one way or the other. You don't know. And they did that 87 hours in advance. I think that probably saved people's lives. So good for the National Hurricane Center. Way to go, guys. Job well done.
That's pretty incredible, especially it seems like nowadays, I'll give an example. My daughter had her first tennis match this past Tuesday, and, you know, all day it looks like there's no chance they're going to play. It's going to, you know, there was a thunderstorm, serious weather alert. I'm losing my train of thought here of what they call those. A serious weather
severe
alert.
Severe weather
and
alert,
it looked like,
yeah.
Yeah, it just wasn't looking good. No rain, no thunder, no lightning, and it ended up being a beautiful evening and they played. So, to your point, for them to get this pinpoint accurate with the hurricane days in advance, absolutely huge. And I know the hurricane was still devastating, but it turns out it actually wasn't as powerful as they thought it might be. And for them to pinpoint it like that and get all the people out of there that needed to get out of there, a great job by them. Because you're seeing a lot of weather forecasts, Bone, that are way off. 100% chance of rain, and then I don't know if you say 100% chance of rain, that means it's definitely going to rain. You at least should give yourself some wiggle room and say 90% chance of rain. But
that's been a common man, I think, a pet peeve of his for many years is, why would you ever say 0%? Like, even on a day where you know it's going to be all sun all the time, just say 2% chance of rain. Okay, you know, maybe maybe something pops
0.1.
up. 0.1. Just put 2% down, and then it's like no one can get mad. You're like, well, that was the 2% of the time where I guess it did. So, yeah, anyway, good job by the National Hurricane Center. They probably did a lot of good with that by getting that right. So, good job. Now let's talk about Boomer Esiason, because Boomer is on the radio in New York. I think he's on CBS Sports Network, too. And he has been saying for a while, and he just reiterated this yesterday, that he believes that, Cam Newton is not going to be the guy in New England, at least to start the year. He believes it's all Jarrett Stidham, to the point that on his radio show he was saying, I wouldn't be surprised if they have some red zone packages for Cam, or if they have something, you know, up their sleeve with Cam, but Jarrett Stidham's going to be the guy. And I still find that surprising. I know he's pretty plugged in. He's also coming, I think, at that from former player and former quarterback Boomer Esiason, saying it's hard to install an offense in the offseason. But, Biddle, what's your gut, man? What do you think? How do you think this is playing out, Cam Newton or Jarrett Stidham?
I initially thought it'd be Stidham, and now, you know, reading people that I trust, it certainly looks like it's going to be Cam Newton. This is just from a fantasy football perspective, but I mean, that's going to tell you everything you need to know in this conversation. You know, a guy that I think does the best job of ranking fantasy football, you know, positions and just players in general is a man named, Jake Seeley from The Athletic. And it's telling to me that he gave his recent updates. He has Cam Newton as the number 12 overall quarterback available. So if you're in a 12-team league, that means he would be, you know, in theory, a starting quarterback in your fantasy football league. I was not expecting that. Most people do not have Cam Newton anywhere near that. I mean, he's got Jarrett Stidham way down, just like some of the other backups in the league. So, and I trust him. Now, it's just one guy, but I trust him. That tells me he's hearing out of New England that Cam Newton is likely the guy. And if Bill Belichick doesn't want people to know that Cam Newton's the guy, then guess what? People are not going to know that. But you know, still things are going to leak out here and there. So I think it's going to be Cam Newton. But, and I, again, Bone, I initially thought it was going to be Jarrett Stidham. I thought he was going to prove, hey, listen, I lost maybe the best quarterback in NFL history, certainly the most decorated quarterback in NFL history. I'm going to turn around the next year and win with sophomore Jarrett Stidham, who no one really even, you know, really knows about unless you really followed, you know, college football recruiting and he had a, you know, a couple good years in college, but certainly not a name brand quarterback. And I thought Bill Belichick was going to go with Stidham, and then he sat by. There was chances to get guys you thought, like Andy Dalton might be a good fit there. Maybe you didn't. Maybe Bengal fans knew that wouldn't be a good fit. But my point is, there was a lot of talk that Andy Dalton might go there. Then he had a chance to get, you know, guys like Jameis Winston and even Cam Newton early, and he didn't. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I mean, it's clear as day that he likes Jarrett Stidham. They finally got Cam Newton, you know, very team friendly contract. It's not like they, you know, invested a lot in him. But Bone, long story short, as I tend to do, I think Cam Newton's going to be the guy in New England. I really do.
I know. And I don't see the downside for Bill Belichick to play Cam Newton right out of the gate because, all right, let's say that everything is true that Boomer's argument is here. Boomer Esiason saying he won't pick up the offense because he's had a weird offseason like everyone has. You're coming into a new situation. Everyone who's going to have a new offense to learn is going to struggle early on. So if you've got a guy in the building who doesn't have to worry about that, why wouldn't you start with him? Here's my argument to that. The Patriots are not dead set on winning 12 games this year. They're not dead set on winning a Super Bowl this year. You got half their team sitting out. Like, guys have opted out of the season already. This is a weird year where you got rid of Tom Brady and you're starting a new era. What better way to start that new era than by if it works out that Cam doesn't have the offense quite right away, or if his injury woes pop up again and he is still not the player he was when he was a first-round pick or an MVP, then you've got a team that's going to struggle along to a 5-11, maybe even worse record. Maybe you don't get into the top five. Maybe you give Bill Belichick a pick near the top of the draft, where you're going to have quarterbacks left and right in this draft. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields. I'm blanking on the kid's name from North Dakota State, but, you know, another potential Carson Wentz coming out. You don't know. Like, there are quarterbacks to be had. So if it doesn't work out that Cam's the guy and he can't quite pick it up early, you could still have a Jimmy G situation where Jarrett Stidham might get in, play a little bit, look decent, and then you can flip him in the offseason for something, maybe another draft pick, maybe to allow him to move up. I'm just saying there's no downside if Cam Newton comes in and sucks. And if he doesn't suck, well, then that's good too, because then Cam Newton's Cam Newton. And now you've got him in New England. I really fail to see the downside either way for Bill Belichick to play Cam Newton at first. I don't know what it is, and I don't understand Boomer's logic there, but maybe it'll be revealed to me at some point. Eventually, I'm sure it will.
Yeah, and with Cam Newton, it's not like we've seen healthy Cam Newton out there playing bad football. I really chalk it up to the injuries. It's not like he's been out there and like he's had this precipitous fall off of being like a great, you know, he was an MVP 1 year and led his team to the Super Bowl, even though they lost, had a fantastic year. Obviously, in college, was tremendous, won the Heisman, and led his team to the national championship. I think it's been mostly injuries. You know, he's had a shoulder injury on his, you know, his throwing shoulder, kind of an important injury for a quarterback. He's had the foot injury. Healthy Cam Newton with Bill Belichick, you know, kind of, you know, I don't want to say reining him in. That's actually not what you want to do when you have like a healthy Cam Newton. But a Bill Belichick coaching him up, probably the best quarter or best coach in, I don't want to say probably, let me rephrase that, the best coach in NFL history. I think that can work. And if it doesn't, you got Jarrett Stidham. And one thing about Belichick, I think he's so competitive. I think if Tom Brady was not down in Tampa Bay trying to have a huge year and kind of outdo Belichick, then I think Belichick might think, yeah, you know, let's just get the high draft pick. We're not going to be that great this year anyway. But Belichick is so competitive. And although he does look at the long game, to your point, I think this year he is not going to want Tom Brady to, you know, have some spectacular year while the Patriots are sitting there at 6-10. So I think he's going to do everything in his power to get the Patriots to kind of have a season like they did when they had Matt Cassel. Now, they didn't even make the playoffs that year. They were like 11-5 and they didn't make the playoffs. But safe to say if they're 11-5 this year, Bone, they'll make the playoffs.
Yeah, let's hope. You would think. Odell Beckham Jr. has some words about chemistry with Baker Mayfield. We'll tell you what he said next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for an accident blocking the right shoulder of 670 eastbound at I-71. It is causing some backups in this area. Plan about a 5-minute slowdown as they try to work this clear. This traffic report is sponsored by Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. At Medical Mutual, they care about the health and well-being of Ohioans. That's why they offer high-quality health insurance plans with access to the doctors and hospitals you know and trust, plus dental, vision, and wellness programs to help you achieve and maintain your best health. Learn more at medmutual.com/hereforyou. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Jermaine Lexus of Dublin and Easton. School is back, whatever that means, and maybe that means shuffling the kiddos back and forth to plenty of socially distanced activities. And maybe after your staycation this summer, you realize it's time for a new ride. Let my friends at Jermaine Lexus make that dream a reality. Deal time during the Golden Opportunity Sales Event at Jermaine Lexus. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus make no payments for 90 days on all 2020 Lexus vehicles, and make no payments for 90 days on L-certified vehicle purchases. Get to Jermaine Lexus or get started at JermaineLexus.com. Financing on limited term with approved credit. Not all buyers will qualify. $1,388 per thousand financed. No security deposit. Ends 8/31/20. I've been endorsing the Jermaine brand for a long time, and it's because it's a true family-run business who do their best to earn your business every single time. Jermaine Lexus, two locations to serve you, Dublin and Easton. Check out their inventory online, JermaineLexus.com.
We are open and here to help. This is Mike Weens, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. In the time of COVID-19, safety is more important than ever. For your protection, CARE has implemented procedures to keep you, your family, and our technicians safe. These procedures include no contact service calls, regular hand washing, and frequent sanitation. Our techs are wearing face masks and protective coverings. If you have any special safety requests, just let us know, and we'll do everything we can to accommodate. To help make your home safer, CARE can install super efficient filters that remove particles as small as some viruses and UV lights designed to kill germs. CARE can clean your air ducts and is Central Ohio's leading duct sealing company using AeroSeal, a process designed to make your ductwork airtight. CARE has been here for you for over 25 years and will be here the next 25 as well. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or schedule online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Tee to Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we're at Champions Golf Course with PGA professional Fran Kosis, plus Mike Musser with the City of Columbus and ESPN's Bob Herrig.
Tee to Green with Skip Mossick. Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Good news, guys. The internet's on sale. Like high-speed internet access to everything you love and need. Shopping, browsing, streaming at an unbelievably low price for a limited time. Switch to WOW today and get super fast internet 100 with no contracts and contact-free installation on sale for only $39.99 per month. And while you're at it, double the speed for just $5 more. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
My favorite morning routine is stabbing myself in the eyes when putting my contacts in.
Oh my God, I was so pumped up today when my toddler stepped on my glasses, snapped them right in two. Awesome.
I finally got it down. Put my mask on, breathe, wipe my glasses off. Doesn't that sound great for the next 8 hours?
At LASIK Plus, we help free patients from the hassles of glasses and contacts so they can live life the way they want. Our team has performed over 2 million procedures and treat every patient with the individualized care they deserve. Don't you want to be done with your hassles? Call LASIK Plus today at 844-338-2020 to schedule your free LASIK consultation. Right now, we're offering a $1,000 off summer special to patients treated in September who mention this ad. Get rid of your hassles and save hundreds today. That's 844-338-2020 or LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in September 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. One in three men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Their collective IQ is lower than they think it are. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Man and Bone. No, Common Man. He'll be back on Monday. Dave Biddle filling in today. So, by the way, Common Man and T-Bone sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports right here on The Fan. The news out of the Browns camp, Dave, is, you know, certainly not been pleasant for me as a Browns fan because almost every defensive player we've had, I think, has been injured to some degree or another. So they're going to need the offense to click this year. And part of the offense clicking would be Odell Beckham Jr. and Baker Mayfield being on the same page. Also helps to have a functioning offensive head coach, but that's another story. Hopefully we're through the Freddie Kitchens era and it'll work out well. But here's what Odell Beckham Jr. had to say on a Zoom call earlier this week about chemistry. He said, of course, I'm going to say the chemistry is going to be better than last year. It's kind of a day-to-day approach. We'll see what happens when we get on the field. As far as Baker, he looks great. Mentally, physically, he has like a four-pack now. He's doing great. He's just in a good place. As a teammate and as a guy who's always been a fan of Baker and as a brother, it's great to see him in this place. So I'll ask you, Bengals boy, given that you're not a Browns fan like me and maybe you're not as biased as I am, what do you think happens with the Browns offense this year? Because I think it's going to be pretty explosive. I think it's going to be way better than it was last year. But what say you?
Yeah, I think it's going to be that post-hype jump. You know, when there was a lot of hype around the Browns last year, and it didn't even come close to coming together, and Freddie Kitchens was a disaster. Now I think people are like, oh, okay, the Browns aren't any good. Same old Browns. And I think they're going to sneak up on some people this year. I think Baker Mayfield's going to play better. I think Kevin Stefanski's going. Now, we'll see how he does overall as a head coach. Clearly, he'll be better than Freddie Kitchens. Low bar Hall of Fame there. But I feel like he's going to do the things that an offensive head coach needs to do, you know, where he's going to, kind of like a Ryan Day, where he's going to have his ideas, he's going to talk to his defensive coaches, but he's going to let them figure it out. But I think Kevin Stefanski is a leader of men, and you have to be, and he's a very good offensive coach. I think Odell Beckham's going to have a much better year this year. You know, he's very underrated in fantasy. I'm seeing him, you know, way too far down on some of these cheat sheets, and I think Odell Beckham's going to have a good year. I think Jarvis Landry might take a step back because he had a really sneaky good year last year, but I'm with you. I think the offense overall is going to be better. The offensive line was a problem last year. They beefed that up. Baker Mayfield's going to be better in year three, and I love Chubb at running back. He just keeps getting better and better. So I think I'm with you, man. I wish I could sit here as a Bengal fan and say, hey, the Browns are going to suck again, but I can't say that. I think the Browns are – now, we'll see overall. But I think offensively, they are going to be a much improved unit. All the talent there, they brought in Austin Hooper at tight end. I thought Njoku was, you know, very overrated, especially as a first round pick. I like their offensive lot. But, you know, and again, it comes back to me that it's like they spent too much money on the skill position players, specifically wide receivers, Bone, to build up the offensive line was huge, and they were able to do that.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited to see what the Bengals, or the Bengals, got the Browns offense can do just because of that fact that they've added so much in terms of offensive line and tight end, two areas I thought were pretty weak, and you've still got a tremendous running game, and you have a head coach who should be able to, I don't know, on like a third and two, think real long and hard about having the running backs actually on the field. I'm not even saying you have to give them the football, but just having them on the field, one of them at least, to be able to give the illusion that you might be running the ball on a third and two, that might help your defenses open up that are facing you because they have to respect the run when you have a guy who, up until the last week of the season, had the NFL rushing lead, and then it was taken away by Derrick Henry, another great running back. But, yeah, I'm fairly hopeful the Browns are going to be good on offense this year. They may have to score 38 to win a game because I don't know what the defense is going to look like with all these injuries. But, hey, you know, if they can put up the type of points I think they're capable of, that could still work in the favor of the Browns if the defense can be anything close to what I thought it would be earlier this year before Injury City happened. So we'll see. I'm usually not this optimistic. Maybe it's just the fact that the Browns are the team that I don't have concerns about getting on the field because the NFL seems to have somewhat of a plan of how they're going to go about doing this. And like we talked about with all the college football stuff, the SEC, the ACC, the Big Ten, they're all run by different groups. So everyone's got their own interests going there. The NFL's run by one group. So either the NFL is going or they aren't. You know what I mean? And that's why I feel more confident about the NFL or a pro sport going than I do right now about college sports, because there is no leadership at the college sports level. The NCAA is non-existent in that. So maybe that's part of why my optimism is, Dave. I'm just excited to see any football at this point, let alone see one playing in my city or in my state that I could go possibly, you know, to the city where they do play. I can't go to a game, but I could at least see them. So watch them on Bone, TV.
Absolutely. And you know it's 2020 when you say, hey, the NFL has somewhat of a plan here, and you mean it as a compliment. And I took it as a compliment.
I did.
Like,
I did.
You know what? They got somewhat of a plan to deal with this global pandemic.
They don't have it done yet.
Unlike
they still don't have it done.
Whatever the hell the Big Ten is doing, like, at least they've got kind of like an outline of a plan, and we mean that as a compliment. That's just how messy everything is. No, but I know what you're saying. I'll be shocked if the NFL doesn't play. Now, who knows? You never know what's going to happen 2 months from now, but I guarantee you they're going to start their season off. So, yeah, I'm just glad we're going to have football, man. For a while there, especially after the Big Ten canceled, now we might even have Big Ten football again. I know we're going to get into much more of that. We already have talked about that. But we're going to have football this fall. We're going to have football. And at one point I was thinking, man, we might not have any football this fall. So we're going to have some tackle football.
Yeah, that's good. Now, coming up next hour, we're going to talk about a guy who might be the biggest fan of Kevin Warren, and that's Rob Manfred, because Kevin Warren's the only one who's looked worse in sports in the last month than Rob Manfred. But we will talk about that coming up at 4 o'clock hour. We will do Degenerate Biddle later in the 4 o'clock hour. But next, it's Bone of Education. It is Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find an earlier accident has cleared from 670 eastbound at I-71. All lanes are open in that area, but traffic is still slow as it recovers. Plan on some residual backups, about a five-minute slowdown in the meantime. This traffic report is sponsored by Everstream, the business-only fiber network. At Everstream, the business-only fiber network, they believe business deserves better. Everstream's full-service approach to business connectivity delivers the speed and reliability that businesses demand. Everstream, faster fiber, better business. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Ready for a positive 2020 surprise? Here's one from Diamonds Direct. The return of our best offer ever. 5 years, zero interest financing. Yes! Starting Monday the 31st, backed by popular demand. Pick any item. Get the amazing value price Diamonds Direct is known for. Pay nothing down and spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest. And you can even finance the sales tax. Fine jewelry has never been more affordable. 5 years, zero interest on anything and everything starting September 1st at Diamonds Direct. Our boot camp details, directions, and store hours at DiamondsDirect.com.
Box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we're all about quality. We mix cane sauce in our restaurants every day. And our chicken is hand-battered and cooked to order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. And our lemonade is always freshly squeezed.
Love in the window.
And why do we do all this? Because it makes a difference. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Enjoy your yard and get 11% off everything now at Menards. Save on cutter bug control products and a spray fogger that kills on contact. Get both for only $10.99 after sale price and 11% off. Start saving with 11% off everything now at Menards. Prices are good until August 29th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Now at Panera Bread, get a U-Pick 2 for $8.98 every day. Choose from a classic menu of half sandwiches and salads, a cup of soup, or small mac and cheese to craft your perfect meal. Like a Chipotle chicken avocado melt with broccoli cheddar soup, a bacon turkey bravo with a Caesar salad, or a spicy Thai salad with 10 vegetable soup. You pick any two of our classic favorites and make a U-Pick 2 you'll love for $8.98 every day. Panera, food as it should be. Restrictions apply.
It's pro football time, and the Fan and Bud Light want to make it more exciting. Join the Bud Light Pro Football Pick'em League. Pick your teams every week, and you could win the weekly prize or go on to win the season-long grand prize. Oh! A Bud Light man cave, including a 65-inch smart TV, new furniture, a kegerator, neon Bud Light sign, and a cool customized Ohio license plate sign. Visit 971thefan.com to join the Bud Light Pro Football Pick'em League and enjoy season-long fun and maybe win a man cave and more.
Hello, Central Ohio. This is Dr. T from Aesthetica Surgery and Spa. Is summer your favorite season? It is for me. And now that summer is in full force, it's a good time to get moving on your plans for that facelift or body contouring procedure that you've been thinking about doing in the fall. We'll answer all your questions and take you from feeling nervous to excited and then to thrilled with your results. Call me at 614-569-2649 or go to drannetaylor.com.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan Sports Center.
And I'm Timmy Hall. Good afternoon. Will there be Big Ten football in the fall? After all, it's being discussed. And it might not give the Buckeyes or anyone else a shot at the college football playoff anyway. A report today says the conference is considering Thanksgiving weekend as one option for the restart. But the idea still getting most discussion is the early January start with an 8 or 9 game schedule at indoor venues. The baseball on tap for tonight, 7:10 first pitch in Cincy. Reds take on the Cubs. Votto out of the lineup again. Indians are in St. Louis for an 8:15 start. PGA Tour, second round of the FedEx Cup playoff event, the BMW Championship. Rory McIlroy into the lead now by one shot at 3 under par. College hoops, famous Arizona basketball coach Lute Olson passed away today. He was 85 years old. Breaking sports news on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Come for the obesity, stay for the anger. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Happy Monday. No. Bids almost took us back in time a week. That wouldn't be good. Happy Friday to you. Yeah, we're about an hour away from a silver bullet, 5 o'clock hour, is what I'm planning on here at Casa de Bone. We will get to Bone of Education in just a second, but wanted to bring this up, Bids, because we had been talking about it all week. We had been kind of wondering how this was going to go, but today the NBA and NBA Players Association have both announced that the league will return to play tomorrow, and they've announced a bunch of new initiatives. So if you read through the initiatives, there are a lot of things about, you know, access to voting, making sure that there are strong, measurable things they can do about police reform and advocating for that. So the NBA, I know some people felt like it was a publicity stunt, but the NBA got some things to actually happen from not just people on the outside of the sport, but the owners who have a lot of power and a lot of money in these communities to be able to help. So that to me sounds like a good thing. I mean, I would hope we could all agree that it's good that, for example, in Houston and some of the other markets, they've already said we're converting our arena into like a voting center where people could come in and early vote so that if they can't get there on election day, they could still come out and get their vote heard. I mean, I would hope we could all agree that it's good for people to vote in an election, whether it's national, local, whatever. Good that there's more access to voting. I think that's a good thing.
Is that the only thing we still agree on here in America, that everybody agrees on, that it is good to vote, right? It's good to vote, right? Is that the last remaining thing? But yeah, I'm glad that they're doing what they're doing, because yeah, they could have just completely, you know, protested the rest of the season, called off the season, the players, and you know, they still would have found a way to keep the spotlight on the issue. I think, you know, them playing is the best way to keep the spotlight on the issue, and all these initiatives that they were able to, you know, agree with the league front office. Good for them. The NBA players, you know, I know there's people out there that don't like it, and I get it. You know, you just want to see your sports. That's what we've been used to, you know, basically since sports have been invented. Sports was the escape, and I get that. But then again, I understand their side of the story as well. I mean, they've seen enough. They have a voice. You know, what, like 80% of the league, I believe, is African-American, and they're using their voice. So good for them. I tend to think that the vast majority of police officers out there are very good men and women. Every profession has its share of bad apples, and we've just got to find a way to limit or get rid of all the bad cops out there. I know every cop I know is a good person, and they hate bad cops. So good on the NBA. What they're trying to do is they're not trying to say like every police officer is bad. They're trying to get rid of police brutality. They're against bad cops. And again, cops, they're good cops, are against bad cops. So that's another thing we all can agree on.
I would hope so too.
We need to get rid of bad cops. So good on the NBA.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, look, the NBA's, you know, postponed games because of this. Major League Baseball, which we'll talk about later, has postponed games. The NHL came out yesterday, and they've postponed all their playoff games for yesterday and today. So every league is doing this, and that's, I think, a good sign. And it's not just about one issue. If you've not been paying attention, this is about much broader issues than just one situation. But yes, there are flashpoints in society that remind us of issues. So, you know, most people don't think about a hurricane and how do we respond to hurricanes. Then when a hurricane happens and we see sometimes the response isn't good, you know, people can't get supplies or whatever they need. And that leads people to say, we need to fix that and we need to make that better. That doesn't mean people don't care about hurricanes. It just means we get reminded of it because we're dumb. And sometimes you need a reminder, and sometimes a reminder happens and you say, oh yes, we should focus on that. That's what I look at as the situation in Wisconsin, in Kenosha. That is a reminder again of how we need to be better as a society. We need to work to fix these issues. So good for the NBA for doing that. All right, Bone of Education. Bodie, let's hit it.
School is out, but class is still in. Welcome to Bone of Education.
All right, today I feel the need, Bids. I feel the need for speed. So we're going to talk about the differences in speed, right? So you've obviously heard miles per hour. That one's pretty straightforward. Most people know about miles per hour. That's what we measure most speed that you and I would ever participate in, whether it's walking, jogging, running, getting in a car and driving, or even if you're trying to set a land speed record, that's all going to be measured in miles per hour. However, have you ever heard the term knot? Like, as in the boat?
Yes.
That boat was going 18 knots. Do you know what a knot is?
I do not. So I am very just thrilled to be part of this bone of education so I can learn more about knots.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to help you. So a knot is, believe it or not, knot is, I'm saying this word a lot. Knot is spelled K-N-O-T, just like, you know, the knot in a rope, and that matters. I'll tell you why in a second. But one knot equals 1.15 miles per hour. The reason for that is that a knot measures the speed over a nautical mile. So a nautical mile is 1.1508 statute miles. So basically, the miles per hour is going to be exactly the same equivalency, 1.15 miles per hour. What that would roughly equivocate to is if you were going 7 knots, you would be going just a hair over 8 miles per hour. So an easy way to convert knots into miles per hour is if you ever hear them say, oh, this boat was going 35 knots, that means it's going about 40 miles per hour. Does that make sense? It's 7 to 8 in a fractional world. So if you're a math nerd, you can do that math in your head, or you can sit down with a calculator and do it. But now you know if someone says knots, you kind of have an idea of what the speed actually is in miles per hour. But what about, have you ever heard, like in a plane, they will also use knots to measure airspeed. Knots in an airplane is exactly the same as knots on a boat. It is used to measure the distance traveled through a fluid. And the air is technically a fluid, just like the water is a fluid. Something is traveling through it, not on it, like we do on land. So that is the reason that in airspeed, knots are used. Now, when you get into the real nitty-gritty with knots when it comes to airspeed, it becomes much more difficult to understand because there is KTAS, that is knots true airspeed, which is how fast an aircraft would travel through undisturbed air. There is knots indicated airspeed, which means how fast it's currently going because there are things like wind affecting the speed. And then there is knots calibrated airspeed. So there's all kinds of other things that pilots have to know about knots. But I'll leave you with this on the knots versus miles per hour thing, Bids. The reason they actually use the term knots has nothing to do with nautical. Has nothing to do with that connection, right, between nautical miles and this measurement. The reason is because back in the day, what ship captains used to do, if they wanted to figure out how fast their boat was going, they would tie a rope with predetermined measured knots in the rope. And on the end of the rope, they would tie a big log. It was like a pie-shaped piece of wood, okay? They would tie that on the end of the rope, they would throw it out the back of the boat, and then they would let it go for a certain amount of time that they would count. And then, after they did that, they would pull the rope back in. And as they pulled it in, they would count the knots on the rope, and that gave them an idea of how fast they were traveling. So that is where the term knots actually comes from. It's because they would say, we're going 12 knots, because they pulled it in and got 12 knots back on the rope. So I've always wondered what the difference was between miles per hour and knots, and one of our listeners actually sent me this message and asked that question, so I'm happy to help. So I'm glad we got through that. But there you go. Now you can be too aware. When someone says, oh, that boat is traveling 35 knots, you can say, I know exactly how fast that is. It's about 40 miles per hour. I'm a genius. Don't you feel better, Bids?
I feel much smarter. Now the only question is, how fast is ludicrous speed? How many knots is ludicrous speed?
I don't know. When will then be now? Soon. Yes, Spaceballs for the win. Good reference by you. So we've got plenty more to unpack that we will talk about with Buckeye football, possibly happening in the fall. And if you've missed that story, to recap it briefly for you, CBS and others reporting that Big Ten coaches are saying that, or not Big Ten coaches, the sources are all telling these particular reporters that the coaches have proposed many plans. One of them is to start playing in November. I did see Pat Forty had a tweet about this, Bids, that apparently what he is being told is that, yes, there are plan A and a plan B, and they're working both of them, but it's going to take them like a week to kind of sort out the pluses, the minuses, present all the medical information and everything that's coming in on this stuff, and present that to what he said were the college CEOs. So I assume that's his catch-all term for like whoever's in charge at these universities. So after that happens, then we will get some info. So he's saying it may be like a week or more before we get kind of a better idea of what this looks like, but does sound like they're going back and doing the thing that we wanted them to do, which is to re-examine this stuff. This time, please let us know what you examine. Please give us the info so everyone can actually read it, right?
That's correct. You know, and I have been very hard on the Big Ten, both Kevin Warren and the university presidents, and I give them credit here. It does feel like, you know, because I was thinking, are they, and they haven't gone back yet. But the fact they're having these discussions reportedly, it does give you hope that maybe they will swallow their pride. Maybe they will admit that they jumped the gun. And maybe we will have, even if it's late fall, maybe we will have Ohio State football sometime this fall, which looked like there was like hardly any chance of that happening, you know, like a week ago or even earlier this week. So there does seem to be momentum building. The timing is very interesting to me, Bone. Is it a coincidence that this lawsuit was filed yesterday? Now all of a sudden they're like, okay, oh man, let's maybe move things up a little bit to November. Now maybe that will be the precipice of then moving it to October, which would allow the Big Ten to play a truncated season and still have their teams be eligible for the college football playoff. Because if you're Ohio State, are you really going to really want to play a season where you have no chance of playing for the national championship, when if you would have started just a month earlier, you could have played for the national championship? So they still have plenty of time to do that. They already started camp. It's not like they would need a full 6 weeks. They could start in October. Would it be like the first week of October? I don't know. But they could start in October, get a shortened season in, and then be eligible for the college football playoff. Hopefully that's what happens.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they can find a way. If they believe they can do it safely, then let's go. Let's try to get the season in. But I wonder if they will get to a point where they actually get to October. Still think it would have been good if at this whole point they would have disclosed what they were talking about that led them to this current place. But I don't know that we'll ever get that. I don't know. Hopefully we will. Take a break. When we come back, my Mets are just stupid. But this time it involves stupidity that may include Rob Manfred in the stupidity. We'll discuss all that next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for an injury accident on Kenny Road at Kinnear Road. It is causing some backups in this area. Please be cautious in the meantime. And there are some thunderstorms with heavy rain moving throughout the area. This could be affecting the visibility of the roads and creating slick conditions. Please be extra cautious as you're driving out there. This traffic report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples has everything to start the school year right at amazing prices, no matter where it happens. This week, select Marble Comp books, Elmer's glue, and dual-size pencil sharpeners are just 25 cents each. In-store only. Offer ends the 29th. Limit 6. While supplies last, school on, save on at Staples. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
This afternoon's Fan Traffic, brought to you by Kissling, Nestico, and Reddick.
Hurt in a car? Call KNR. Call 1-800-HURT-NOW and get the settlement you deserve.
It's easy to get all the things you love for all the people you love, all in one place. At Meijer, buy five, save five is back. Mix or match five items from across the store and save $5 instantly. Get Coca-Cola or Pepsi 24 packs for only $5.49 plus deposit where applicable. And Breyers 48-ounce ice cream for just $2.50. Plus, get all the deals delivered with Meijer Home Delivery at Meijer.com. Some exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
One meal everyone in your family can get on board with? It's Culver's. Our menu puts a happy dance in everyone's step. You may know us for our famous butter burgers, cooked to order for that great signature steak taste, but we're also known for our always full of flavor, whole white meat chicken tenders, and thick and juicy chicken sandwiches. And our melty Wisconsin cheese curds, and our hand-battered North Atlantic cod.
At Culver's, we believe more menu options mean more ways to brighten your day. Welcome to Delicious.
Why is Culver such a treat for so many families? Here's a hint. This treat is thick and creamy, and everyone can get it any way they like. Our fresh, frozen custard. We craft it in small batches throughout the day to make our guests stay, using fresh dairy from America's family farms. Shakes, cones, sundaes, concrete mixers, flavor of the day. Oh, and the toppings.
Who says you can't please everyone? There's more than one way to dessert at Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
There's a big difference between your house beer and the new house beer at B-Dubs. Yours comes in cans and bottles. Ours comes cold on draft at the sports bar. And it's called Wild Herd Kolsch by Goose Island. And in $3 talls, it's a bright, crisp, and easy drinking excuse to trade your couch for Buffalo Wild Wings. So get here and make your next beer a $3 tall Wild Herd Kolsch. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
At participating locations for a limited time. Dine in only. Please drink responsibly.
The community has been phenomenal in their outpouring of love and support for the caregivers of Mount Carmel. They are putting themselves at risk. They're putting their families at risk. They are extending themselves in ways that really they probably didn't anticipate when they got into a healthcare organization. And on behalf of our team, I am very grateful to the community for that support. I'm Lorraine Lutton, and I'm the new CEO at Mount Carmel.
Thank you, Central Ohio. To hear more from our colleagues and physicians, visit mountcarmelhealth.com/thank you.
It's baseball time on The Fan. Listen to the Braves battle the Phillies. Coverage starts Sunday night at 6.
Sponsored by Bobcat Enterprises in Hilliard and Reynoldsburg. Your Doosan construction equipment dealer. Doosan, run strong.
The Fan.
At Huntington, we're for people. For their good times and their hard times. That's why we're proud to offer 24-hour grace on overdrafts, which gives you more time to fix it and avoid a fee. Why does that matter right now? Because when your bank is looking out for you today, it's easier to stay on top of your tomorrow. 24-hour grace, only from Huntington. Welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at huntington.com/grace.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. One in three men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
It's Honda's summer clearance, and every new Honda is on clearance. Well-qualified buyers can lease the 2020 Honda Accord today for $239 a month for 36 months with $2599 due at lease signing. Accord, a Car and Driver 10 Best, a record 34 times for just $239 a month. Don't miss Honda's summer clearance event going on now at your Central Ohio Honda dealers. Call 877-41-HONDA for details. Offer ends August 31st, 2020.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is, fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-362-2000, 362-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. I'm a private real estate investor who can solve your real estate problems fast for cash. Do you want to sell and just be done with it? Okay, great. I buy vacant properties, boarded up houses, pre-foreclosures, and inherited properties. I also buy apartment buildings, rental portfolios, divorce homes. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. I look forward to solving your real estate problems today. Give me a call for an all-cash offer at 614-362-2000. 614-362-2000.
Rollout refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Dare to be dumb.
The team that is better on paper will win at least 50% of the time.
This is Man and Bone.
Welcome in. Happy Friday to you. Dave Biddle filling in for Common Man. I'm T-Bone. Neither of us are in the Fan Studios, but Bodie is. He's filling in for Panama Ted. The Fan Studios, sponsored by Lindsay Honda. What? Let's just start that over. Lindsay Honda is the name of the company. Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. You can visit lindsayhonda.com. I don't know why I act like I've never heard that name. Been talking about them for years. There you go. Good people out there at Lindsay Honda. So, Bids, this story that came out last night with Rob Manfred, Brody Van Wagenen, who's the general manager of the Mets, my guy, air quotes, and the Wilpon family. It is what I would describe as a cluster. There's another word that goes with cluster that we're not allowed to say on the radio, but it is a cluster something, and I will let you figure out the something. But did you see this story last night before you knocked off for bed? Did you catch all this?
I absolutely did, and then I loved on ESPN today how they had like the closed caption at the bottom, but I'll let you tell the story. It's hilarious.
Right. So the whole – here's the backdrop. The Mets and the Marlins are supposed to play at Citi Field. The game's supposed to start at 7:10. The idea was, because the Mets players had come out, Don Smith was among others who had said, you know, we don't feel comfortable playing. He was, you know, tearfully speaking about some of the issues that had happened in the last few days. And like many people in sports, trying to grapple with what's the best way to approach this and bring attention to, you know, maybe bigger messages than what we can do on a field. So the thought was, as some teams did the night before, perhaps the Mets-Marlins game would be postponed. So that was supposed to happen at 7:10, or a decision had to be made before that. Right before all this was coming down, Brody Van Wagenen, or as I like to call him, BV Dubs, because, you know, that's just what you have to do when you'd say his name all the time. But BV Dubs said this. He was talking to a couple of people in a room with camera on, because it was like the press conference room, but he didn't realize the camera was live or that someone was recording it. He said this. Baseball is trying to come up with a solution to say, you know what would be super powerful? Three of us here, this can't leave the room. So right away, he did not understand that they were on something that could be seen. He said, you know what would be really great is if you have them all take the field and they leave the field and then they come back and play at 8:10. And I was like, what? Now, a person off camera says, who said that? And Brody Van Wagenen, Mets GM, said, Rob, speaking of Rob Manfred. He said, and with Jeff, that would be Jeff Wilpon, who's one of the Mets owners, said, and with Jeff, scheduling's going to be a nightmare. There's so much at stake. And I said, Jeff, that's not happening. This unidentified voice then said, well, they're not dealing with reality. So right there, so far, what you have is BV Dubs saying, Rob Manfred and Jeff Wilpon don't want these guys to forfeit or postpone the game. They want them to play because there's a lot at stake. Up to this point, you can believe that they're just having a difference of opinion. Well, then Brody Van Wagenen says this, quote, about his players. He says, they're not playing, but that's Rob's instinct. And Rob, exactly what you and I were talking about, at a leadership level, he doesn't get it. He just doesn't get it. Anywhere, we're waiting. Jeff wants to hear. So as soon as we hear from the Marlins, whatever we need to do to coordinate with the Marlins, as soon as Conforto hears from Rojas, Miguel Rojas, let me know. Jeff is standing by for that call. So basically says at that point, Rob Manfred does not know what he's doing. He doesn't get it at a leadership level, which I fully co-sign that sentiment. Since then, it has now been walked back. And maybe, Bids, you can fill people in on how it got walked back. Are you familiar with how it got walked back by BV Dubs?
Yeah, he's basically taking one for the team and saying, oh, this wasn't exactly, you know, what the owner said. You know, I got it wrong. Even though there's no way in heck he got that wrong. He just got caught. And yeah, the famous last words there is the funniest part. Hey, this is just between the three of us and the millions of people that are going to see this subsequently. Yeah, so I think what happened was there, you know, the owner came to him and said, listen, you've got to act like, you know, you misinterpreted our conversation, even though, you know, anybody with the brains is not going to believe you. Apologize to the commissioner. Act like it was a misunderstanding, but no one's really believing that.
Yeah. So this after all this is found to be publicly made aware, Brody Van Wagenen comes out and walks back his comments and says, basically like what you said, the Wilpons are now saying, yeah, we were the ones who suggested the players should go in or go out, do their stand, walk off the field, but then come back in an hour and play. The whole problem with that is that it's not really a stand if you don't play, or I mean, if you end up going back out there and actually playing. So this is clear to everyone in the room, but someone thought that was a good idea to at least float it. And now the argument came back from the Mets ownership. They said, no, blame us for that. They said that Brody got it wrong. He didn't properly understand that it wasn't Rob Manfred making that request. It was the Wilpons. Here's why that's hard for me to believe, Bids. The Mets ownership, the Wilpons, they are getting out of baseball. They are selling this team. They will not be owning this team in less than probably a year or 18 months. They're not going to be around. His boss is not going to be the Wilpons anymore. his boss is going to be Rob Manfred and whoever else owns the team, but Rob Manfred will be in baseball for many more years unless he just keeps making blunder after blunder. Maybe he'll be relieved of his duties. But Brody Van Wagenen basically probably got screamed at by Rob Manfred, was told, you need to go back and fix this. So then they said, throw our ownership under the bus, which they did. The owners then came out and said that Brody Van Wagenen made disrespectful and inaccurate comments about our commissioner. We hold Rob in the highest of regard, and in no way are Brody's remarks reflective of our views or the organization's. They also, in this apology, the Wilpons, the Mets owners, failed to spell their general manager's first name right. They spelled it wrong. So this is all just a clown show from Brody, from the Mets, from Rob Manfred. But who do you think looks the worst out of this whole deal, Vince?
Rob Manfred, for sure, because, I mean, Brody was absolutely talking about him, and, you know, we've never until this point heard a, you know, front office exec in Major League Baseball say these type of things about Rob Manfred, but we always kind of thought he was a feckless leader, and lucky to have this job in over his head. And to hear a general manager speak in those terms about Rob Manfred, it's not all that surprising. It's great that it got released. Rob Manfred looks terrible here, Bone, because not only is he just a terrible leader, he's tone deaf. Basically, he wanted a sham of a protest. I mean, he's lucky the players don't revolt over that. I mean, can you imagine how disrespectful that would be? Hey guys, let's pretend like you guys are protesting. Then an hour later, go back out there. What a stupid idea. And then you risk alienating all of those players who are taking this situation seriously. And maybe some of the players don't really care, but the ones that are taking this seriously, I mean, you would look at that as offensive, I would think. You know, that this guy's trying to have some sham where he says, hey, pretend like you're protesting, then walk off the field and come back an hour later and play the game like nothing happened. What a terrible idea. And I don't think the Mets GM looks bad here at all.
He only looks bad for not knowing he was on camera. That's the only way he looks bad. And then he looks bad for tucking his tail and walking back these comments that we all know he gave the real comment. We already heard it. But yeah, you're right, man, about them trying to, you know, squelch the free speech of these guys and tell them to not do what they want to do. Like, I know this. If someone is truly aggrieved and frustrated, the worst thing you can do is pat them on the head and pretend like you care. You know, and that's what Rob Manfred basically did here, and the Wilpons to some degree did too, is to say, oh yeah, they're there. We know you've got problems and you're frustrated. Oh, we are too. Mm-hmm. How about you walk off the field for an hour and then come back and play our little game because we need the money. Like, that's not going to help anything. Rob Manfred is... If it weren't for Kevin Warren, Rob Manfred would probably be the person getting the most heat in sports. And he is nationally, but, you know, around here, Kevin Warren takes slightly higher precedence because of, you know, our affiliation with the Big Ten. We'll take a break when we come back. More on what's going on with Ohio State and Le'Veon Bell not having a good time in New York. Details next. It's Bone and Ban on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for an accident on I-70 eastbound after Mound Street. This vehicle hit the left side barrier wall. Traffic is stop and go in building as they try to get things cleared up. Plan on some heavy slowdowns and please be extra cautious over here in the meantime. This traffic report is sponsored by Allstate. If you're driving less, you could be saving more on car insurance. With pay per mile insurance from Allstate, pay for the miles you drive and save on the miles you don't. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote now. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan Traffic is brought to you by Monogram Homes. Start your true custom home journey today with a builder you can trust. Monogram Homes. Visit Monogram Homes online at monogramhomes.net.
Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified risk-free without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia on Route 23.
Route 23 in Lewis Center, 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down, 84 months at 4.19% APR, plus tax, license, and admin fee. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Let me tell you about Kinetico's 50th anniversary customer savings celebration. It's going on Thursday through Saturday, August 27th through the 29th, out at their location in Canal Winchester. It's going to be socially distanced, it's going to be safe, and it's going to save you a lot of money on Kinetico. About $700 off a Kinetico K5 drinking water station like what I have in my house. Get the funk out of your water and check out KineticoColumbus.com to find out more about their 50th anniversary celebration.
Get your air conditioner fixed fast. Call Care Heating and Cooling, 1-800-COOLING.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month with no contracts and a safe contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers. It's all available to you in the Fan Store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
Rothman and Ice.
It's not that I ever want you to place a bet, because you have and you lost. You were the dude that tried the cigarette, kind of puked a little bit, and
called
said
for a minute.
Never again.
Rothman and Ice, weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by your local Pella Window Showroom.
The Fan.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Flu season is just around the corner, and now you can get your flu shot right here for free. Schedule your appointment today at Kroger.com/flu.
It's pro football time, and the Fan and Bud Light want to make it more exciting. Join the Bud Light Pro Football Pick'em League. Pick your teams every week, and you could win the weekly prize or go on to win the season-long grand prize. A Bud Light man cave, including a 65-inch smart TV, new furniture, a kegerator, neon Bud Light sign, and a cool customized Ohio license plate sign. Visit 971thefan.com to join the Bud Light Pro Football Pick'em League and enjoy season-long fun and maybe win a man cave and more.
Let me tell you a thing or two about the people who don't compromise. They love Pepsi Zero Sugar. Why? Because it's got all the flavor and zero the sugar. How's that for not compromising? They're the sort of person that likes surf with their turf. And a drink with their feast? Yeah, they have a Pepsi Zero Sugar. The person who doesn't compromise loves a good golden doodle. All the golden retriever goodness with just a hint of doodle. And when they're bringing said golden doodle for a walk, they bring a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, done right. That's what I like.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We've got you. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got you covered. We're the only place you can find Duralast, the batteries more consumers choose. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination, where help is always in stock. Claims based on a proprietary consumer study and data from the NPD Group 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Mornings have never sounded better. Brandon Bean, Bobby Carpenter, and Anthony Schlegel host Morning Juice.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. You wanted the best. Instead, you got these two. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Hope you're having a good Friday. We have got Degenerate Biddle coming up in just a few minutes because Dave Biddle is in for Common Man. And he is, decided to graciously do that part of the show. By the way, On the Money, that is a show that you should listen to and can listen to with Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas, where you guys are talking all things gambling and fantasy sports. Bids, when's On the Money coming back?
This Sunday begins at 11 a.m., so we will be with you every Sunday, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. It's fantasy football. It's sports gambling in general. Scotty Vegas is a genius at the sports gambling. I think I got him in the fantasy football department, Bone, but that's just between me and you. Wait, is this thing on? But Scotty Vegas is, I mean, talk about a properly nicknamed man. He knows what he's doing when it comes to sports gambling, and he bets on everything. He bets on tennis, bets on cricket. There's no sport that he won't bet on. So cannot wait for the return of On the Money this Sunday at 11 o'clock. Again, fantasy football, gambling, all kinds of degenerates will be joining us, so it's going to be a lot of fun. You'll fit right in too, Bones.
That's my type of crowd. I love it. So there you go. Every Sunday, 11 a.m., you got to listen right here on The Fan. So this story about Le'Veon Bell. Last year, didn't have a great year with the Jets. Didn't work out quite the way after having a year off. Didn't quite pan out, even though he got his big deal, $52.5 million deal. Maybe it could have been more if he played the year before. Don't know. We'll never know. But either way, it didn't go well last year. There were some injuries, and you also had, Sam Darnold injured, which didn't help matters, as far as those two developing a chemistry and those type of things. However, a lot of optimism for this year, and Adam Gase, coach of the Jets, famously was found to not be very fond of spending that amount of money on a running back. So their relationship hasn't obviously been the greatest. There was talk all offseason about how they're getting along and everything's going well. And then you see this come down. the Jets went out and traded for running back Kalen Ballage from the Dolphins. They gave up a late-round pick, conditional late-round pick, to get him. What makes that interesting, sure, it's a late-round pick, but Miami was planning on releasing this guy, but the Jets stepped in to make sure they got him. Now, they also have Frank Gore on the roster. And Frank Gore's been getting quite a few carries in preseason camp. So this is leading to some speculation that maybe Adam Gase and Le'Veon Bell not exactly getting along again. And that I can certainly see where people would draw that conclusion based on the information we're getting.
Yeah, it's that, as you mentioned, Bone, that relationship was a disaster from the get. Adam Gase, and I don't think he meant for these comments to get out. Something about New York media, they'll find a way for this stuff to get out.
Go figure.
It was clear when the Jets signed him to that big contract, Adam Gase was not a fan of it. And there were, several reports out of New York that, he was just very upset about it. It's one thing to be like, I think we overspent on him a little bit, but, he's Le'Veon Bell, we'll make it work. I mean, apparently Adam Gase was like mad about it, where, there was friction between Adam Gase in the front office, not just between Adam Gase and Le'Veon Bell, and it just was never a good fit, so it's not surprising. It's disappointing because, Adam Gase to me is a guy that was, barely an average, really a below average head coach with the Dolphins, and then he immediately gets the job with the Jets, and I think he's been, just a bad coach for the Jets, in addition to all his weirdness with the eyes. I mean, he's got the craziest eyes you'll ever see. I think it's on him. I mean, if I'm, not that Le'Veon Bell has done everything right, I'm sure there's some things that have happened that, any coach might not be a big fan of. But Le'Veon Bell, as we all know, when he's at the top of his game, is one of the elite running backs in the NFL. At one point, you could say he was the best running back in the NFL when he was carrying the rock for the Steelers and getting, as many receptions as some of the best wide receivers in the league at the same time. I think it's up to Adam Gase to be the one to try and get the best out of Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell, if I'm starting a football team, I would take Le'Veon Bell as my running back before I would Adam Gase as my head coach, put it that way. So, a disaster in New York. They invested a lot of money in Le'Veon Bell. They've got to figure out a way to get that settled because Sam Darnold needs that. He doesn't need, now Frank Gore's a future Hall of Famer. Every year we think it might be his last year, starting maybe 10 years ago. He keeps coming back. And even last year he was solid as the backup running back for the Bills. I mean, every year it's like he's not just like sticking around and he's terrible. It's like as a backup running back, he's pretty solid. So to your point, giving up a conditional seventh is like, the least you can give up. But they wouldn't have done that for Kalen Ballage if they didn't think, we got to have some more depth here because something's wrong with Le'Veon Bell or there's a problem with Adam Gase and Le'Veon Bell. But no surprise, Bone, that relationship was a disaster from the get.
Yeah, it really was. And then you add into this factor, too, is that this week in practice, there was a point where Eric Allen, who covers the Jets, he reported that Le'Veon Bell, this was from Twitter, he said Le'Veon Bell was held out after a few snaps because of hamstring tightness. And he added Le'Veon Bell in this tweet and put his handle in there. And then he was giving other guys, Denzel Mims has a hamstring, did some running on the side. Lawrence Cager has a knee injury. The Jets are going to look into that. And just kind of posted some other things and said Le'Veon Bell removed from after a few snaps for hamstring tightness. Le'Veon Bell responded to that tweet and said, "Ain't nothing wrong with my hamstrings." Someone replied to him and said, "We're talking about practice, though." And he said, "Exactly. I practice for a game. I need to practice to be great in games!" Exclamation points. Duh. So, not on board with how they're handling him in practice, and now you see them bringing other running backs. It's a dicey situation. Like you said earlier, though, good thing the New York media is the ones that are there to cover this, because I'm sure they'll just let it kind of slide by, won't ever pay attention to this side story. They won't make too much of a deal out of it. They definitely won't bring it up every single time they talk to anyone for the next few weeks. So that's always good. I want to switch gears here real quickly, Bids, before we get out. Lute Olson, sadly, Hall of Fame basketball coach. He died at the age of 85 today, lived a long life, national championship head coach. Took the Arizona Wildcats to 4 Final Four appearances and 23 consecutive NCAA tournaments. But I wanted to bring him up because, you know, obviously it's sad he's passed away, but my memories of him are from watching Lute Olson matchup zone videos, where he would do the 2-3 zone, where at the top you would play like a man defense and the back end was zone, and you switched your man defense depending on what side the ball was on. I used to do so many drills in junior high and high school because of those Lute Olson videos that, like, that man's coaching philosophy is one of the very few I ever had ingrained into my head. But, yeah, I will always think of hot, sweaty gyms in the summer and in the fall getting ready for basketball season and trying to remember, all right, do I switch now? Do I move now? Like, all that was because Lute Olson. He came up with that. He popularized that concept, so... Sad to see him go, a true legend, a Hall of Fame basketball coach, but rest in peace, Lute Olson, the legend.
It's interesting that you mentioned that about your high school basketball, because I played high school basketball, and like, our calling card was, you know, our coach for many, many years, his calling card was the 2-3 matchup zone, you know, zone with man principles, you know, I heard that term maybe like 5 million times in high school. And, you know, it worked, you know, we didn't always have the most talent, but it was a pretty good basketball program down there at Beaver Creek, in the Dayton area. But yeah, Lute Olson, one of the great ones. I mean, Arizona, he built it from nothing. And they're still doing well now, but that's because Sean Miller is like an ultimate cheater, as it's been proven. Lute Olson, yeah, he was a great man, great coach. And, yeah, you know, kind of the father of that 2-3 matchup zone. I shouldn't say kind of the father of the 2-3 matchup zone.
Yeah, and I know that plenty of people who have played, you know, if you played football, this is not as big of a concept for you. But for me, playing basketball for so many years, just like, you know, playing on the playground, playing with buddies in the driveway or whatever, it was just like, do whatever you can to get the ball and then try to score. And that was one of the first times where I truly had responsibilities on defense that weren't just like, stick with that guy or move over here. It was like, no, if the ball goes over here, you've run to this spot. Like, just that organization for me as like a seventh grader, it was great. It was the first time I ever realized, like, oh, yes, if I don't do this, the whole thing explodes. And everyone, you know, it doesn't really, but in my head, it was like everything blows up and our chances of winning a championship go if I don't move exactly at the moment I'm supposed to. So I focused in on that, man. That was the first time I really got into like the tactics of basketball, and it was a lot of fun. Changed the way I watched the game for sure. I'll take a break. We come back. It's Degenerate Biddle coming up next. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for an injury accident blocking two lanes of 670 eastbound before Leonard Avenue. There's debris blocking the two right lanes, causing some heavy backups over here. Plan about a 10 to 15 minute delay as traffic continues to build, and you're going to want to use extra caution in the meantime. This traffic report is sponsored by Allstate. If you're driving less, you could be saving more on car insurance. With pay per mile insurance from Allstate, pay for the miles you drive and save on the miles you don't. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote now. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan traffic brought to you by Dick Masheter Ford. They have new Fords at 0% for 84 months and unemployment protection on every car sold. Visit MasheterFord.net.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. 1 in 3 men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
My most important job is mom, and I also make a living at my dream job. Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm the fashion jewelry buyer at the Diamond Cellar. I get to scour the world for amazing pieces and bring them back to Columbus. I envision the woman who will fall in love with each piece, who she is and what she's celebrating. And when it happens, I'm thrilled. Ladies, you deserve something amazing. Find it at the Diamond Cellar. Proud to be Columbus's family jeweler for 70 years.
Enjoy your yard and get 11% off everything now at Menards. Protect your family with no pest, wasp, and hornet spray. The Jet Spray shoots up to 20 feet and stops wasps and hornets on contact. A 14-ounce can is only $1.59 after sale price and 11% off. Start saving with 11% off everything now at Menards. Prices are good until August 29th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
At Ohio Health, our patients' safety and comfort is of the utmost importance to us. That's why we're taking every measure to make our care sites as safe as possible for patient appointments. We're also offering telehealth video visits with our providers in nearly every medical specialty, from oncology and neurology to cardiology, primary care, and more. See if a video visit is right for you at ohiohealth.com/telehealth.
The Buckeye Show.
It would blow me away if Justin Fields doesn't become at least a six-year NFL starter. Something would have to go horribly wrong.
The Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Moomoo Express Car Wash.
Weeknights at 6 on The Fan.
Hi, Ohio. Everybody knows there are things in life that make total sense. Like switching to GEICO. They're the second largest auto insurer in the country. And they've been saving people money for over 75 years.
Other things make no sense. Like stickers some manufacturers put on their non-stick pans. It's like the world's worst product demo.
However, it makes total sense to bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. You could save a lot. And they can insure your motorcycle, boat, and RV.
Clapping, on the other hand, makes no sense. Who decided a great way to show approval was to hit ourselves? Repeatedly.
On the other hand, it still makes sense to switch to GEICO. They have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver. And emergency roadside service could help you get out of a pinch.
Conversely, arranging, then dismantling decorative pillows on a bed makes no sense whatsoever. Making the bed provides enough chore drudgery on its own.
So, Ohio, it makes sense to switch to GEICO. Online, over the phone, or with your local agent.
One meal everyone in your family can get on board with? It's Culver's. Our menu puts a happy dance in everyone's step. You may know us for our famous butter burgers, cooked to order for that great signature steak taste. But we're also known for our always full of flavor, whole white meat chicken tenders, and thick and juicy chicken sandwiches. And our melty Wisconsin cheese curds, and our hand-battered North Atlantic cod.
At Culver's, we believe more menu options mean more ways to brighten your day. Welcome to Delicious.
Why is Culver such a treat for so many families? Here's a hint. This treat is thick and creamy, and everyone can get it any way they like. Our fresh, frozen custard. We craft it in small batches throughout the day to make our guests stay, using fresh dairy from America's family farms. Shakes, cones, sundaes, concrete mixers, flavor of the day. Oh, and the toppings.
Who says you can't please everyone? There's more than one way to dessert at Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
Want to know anything about the Fans Contest?
How to win?
Or what's up for grabs?
Check out 971thefan.com.
The Fan,
Ohio's sports destination.
Just a couple of guys touching rim and sucking on breath mints. This is Man and Bone.
Welcome in. Happy Friday to you. Bits were just about 10 minutes away from a silver bullet 5 o'clock hour, which is that's where I'm headed at 5 o'clock. We'll still be here, but it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and that somewhere is going to be the basement of Bone coming up in just a moment. But yeah, we've got a lot on tap this weekend. I did see the NBA schedule has just been released for this weekend, in case you are curious to find out when all these games are. Shams Karina just had this put out there. He covers the NBA, of course, for The Athletic and Stadium. Tomorrow games are as follows: Orlando and Milwaukee at 3:30, Oklahoma City and Houston at 6:30. The Lakers and Blazers will be at 9. Sunday, you've got Boston, Toronto at 1, tipping off their series. Clippers and Dallas in what would be game 5 or 6. I can't remember. Yeah, game 5. So that one's tied up 2-2. Clippers, Dallas, 3:30. And then Denver and Utah at 8:30. So, all right, there we go. We've got a pretty good idea of when these games are. Is that Clippers-Dallas series? Did I say that wrong? Is it 2-2 or is it 3-1? I think it might be 3-1. I could be wrong.
I think I told you wrong. The Mavs have won two games in that one.
Mavs have won two games. Okay, 3-2 Clippers, right?
It is 3-2. Yeah, okay.
So game six. Yeah. Sunday.
Okay, gotcha. It's game six then on Sunday. All right, good to know. But yeah, that Denver Utah series, if you've not checked into that one, that's, you got to watch that series because it is just a fantastic battle between Jamal Murray and Donovan Mitchell. Those two are just unreal. You got to, I'm trying to remember who made the comparison. Someone in the media, I think, compared them to Bird and Magic, which I'm not there yet, but I get where that's coming from. It's that epic. That's how legendary some of their battles have been. You had 250-point games in one game in that series. So, yeah, NBA playoffs back Saturday and Sunday. So now you know. Let's do Degenerate Biddle with Degenerate T-Bone. Hit it.
Common Man and T-Bones.
T-Bone.
T-Bone's picks for the weekend.
Sponsored by Ohio Health. Believe in we.
Biddle, take it away.
First of all, what an honor to be doing the Degenerate T-Bone segment here. We're going to look at some futures, keep it close to home here. This is for NFL. And we'll also talk some MLB if we have time. But NFL, I love the over-unders, the season over-under totals for teams and the NFL, MLB, name the sport, I love it. All right, let's start with the Browns. First of all, what do you think the Browns over-under is, T-Bone, according to Vegas?
I'm going to say it's 9.
You're very close. It is 8.
8, okay.
And I am taking the over on that because I agree. I think, to me, when I look at the Browns, I think like 7-9 might be like worst case scenario, but I think 8-8 would be a disappointing year. I think they can get to 9-7. I think there's probably a better chance they're going to be 9-7 than 8-8. I'm right around there, so I like the Browns over 8. If it was 8.5, I would just stay away from it, but I like the Browns to go over 8. All right, my fellow Houday fans, don't get mad at me. I'm not telling you what I want to happen. I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen. The Bengals. By the way, the Browns, right smack dab in the middle, 16th, tied for 16th in the NFL as far as most wins. All right, Bengals all the way down at 29th, 5.5, tied with the Panthers for what is the third worst win total in the NFL. Only Washington and Jacksonville are worst. Washington, 5 wins over under, Jacksonville, 4.5. All right, Bengals, 5.5. I'm taking the under. Here's why. If it was 5, I'd stay away from it. I think 6-10 is a little too much to ask, especially playing in that division to me. I think they could get there. I think there's a much better chance they're going to be 5-11 than they are going to be 6-10. And I think there's a good chance they're going to be 4-12. I don't think they're going to be 3-13. I think they're going to be improved. I think Joe Burrow's going to show this year, hey, this is our guy. He's not ready to make the playoffs now with this roster, but we know we have our guy. But they're probably going to win about 4 or 5 games, especially when you got to play against the Ravens twice, the Steelers, the Browns, and you know some other tough teams on their schedule. So I have the Bengals going under 5.5 wins. All right, Steelers, 9.5 wins, Bone. Again, what do you think? What would you do?
Here's the thing. I don't believe in the Steelers. I don't think they're as good as advertised, but yet I didn't think that last year, and they surprised me. I don't think they should be winning. I know that Big Ben's back. I know his elbow's all fixed. I don't care. Their roster is getting older, and it's not getting better. I think it's getting worse, and that means they'll probably win 11 games and make me as angry as I've ever been watching the stupid Steelers win 11 games because I don't think they're any good. I see them as like a 7-8 win team. So, yeah, that I would take the under on that, but I'm probably dead wrong because I hate the Steelers so much. And I can't bet the Steelers because it guides my decision-making in a bad way.
It's such an interesting win. I'll probably go under. I think they're going to be 9-7 if I had to guess. I mean, it's going to be close, but I think the Steelers are going to be 9-7, yeah. So I'll go with that. And then real quick, if you want to know your World Series champ in Major League Baseball, the Dodgers plus 350, Yankees plus 475 are your favorites. I might stay away from that one. If I was taking one, though, I would take the Los Angeles Dodgers plus 350. Not bad odds there to win the World Series. I think they're clearly the best team with the Yankees having all the injuries that they have. So Dodgers plus 350 to win the World Series.
If you've missed anything from the first 2 hours of the program, we'll get you caught up on it next with the rundown. It's Man and Bone with Dave Biddle on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You're going to find an accident blocking the right lane of I-70 eastbound at US 33. This is an injury accident with emergency crews on scene. Traffic is stop and go from Livingston Avenue and building in this area. Plan about a 10-minute backup as they try to get this clear. This traffic report is sponsored by Allstate. If you're driving less, you could be saving more on car insurance. With pay-per-mile insurance from Allstate, pay for the miles you drive and save on the miles you don't. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote now. I'm Leanna Ray with Van Traffic.
Things that are better new. Underwear, gum, cars and trucks. At Dick Masheter Ford, we have plenty of new cars and trucks and will take care of all your automotive needs. How about up to $13,000 off a new Ford? Yep, we can sell at a lower price than anyone because we keep our overhead incredibly low. And we are the only Ford dealership to offer complimentary unemployment protection on every car sold. Remember, my friend Dick Masheter is the fastest growing dealer in Columbus. Close Sundays because it's the right thing to do.
I think our community has come together.
People donating food, the signs, the cards, the flowers.
If I were to say anything to the people of Columbus for what they've done, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have been so privileged and so blessed by everyone's support.
I'm Zach.
I'm Laura.
I'm Lorraine Lutton, and we work at Mount Carmel.
Thank you, Central Ohio. To hear more from our colleagues and physicians, visit mountcarmelhealth.com/thank you.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're here to help you save on the food and essentials you need. Just buy 5 or more participating sale items, and you'll save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K20. With approved credit through Key. $39.95 down. 84 months at 4.19% APR. Plus tax, license, and admin. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
Amazon is now offering sign-on bonuses starting at $250 for a variety of roles near you. Now's your chance to earn even more. Sign-on bonuses offered on seasonal, part, and full-time jobs in West Jefferson. All you have to do is apply. Go to Amazon.com/OhioJobs. That's Amazon.com/OhioJobs. Applicable on start dates between September 6th and October 3rd. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan Sports Center.
And I'm Timmy Hall. The big story in our world today centers on Thanksgiving, but not about turkey or side dishes. It's about the Big Ten's possible restart for what we thought would be a winter or spring season, but I guess still a fall season to a point. One of the options being considered is to start back to action on Thanksgiving weekend. Raises many questions, but thankfully, I guess, the idea is still getting the most discussion is the early January start with an 8 or 9 game schedule at indoor venues. Baseball on tap tonight, 7:10 first pitch in Cincy. You got the Reds taking on the Cubs. Out in St. Louis, you got the Indians taking on the Cards. That one at 8:15. High school football game of the week tonight. Coverage at 6:30 with Skip Mossick's show. Maddie A. and Joshua Perry will bring you Reynoldsburg and Gahanna. Gahanna Lincoln, that is, at 7 o'clock. Breaking sports news here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Highly medicated, barely educated. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Friday to you. Dave Biddle filling in for Common Man today. It's 5 o'clock, Bits. You know what's happening.
How's that silver bullet treating you, my friend?
Be treating me a lot better if I hadn't forgotten during the break to go up and get one. 5:15. That's going to happen. I'll do it in the next commercial break. I promise you. I was just sitting here thinking, like, because I was getting stuff together for the rundown, and I was just thinking about, you know, all the different things that have happened this week in sports, all the stuff that's happening around Ohio State football and the Big Ten, you know, all the sports leagues stopping play from, you know, momentary pauses, however you want to phrase that. And then I was like, oh, yeah, gotta go get a silver bullet here in a second, and forgot to do it. So that'll be happening soon. Don't worry. But yeah, I was I was thinking about that because I was thinking at the start of this week, like, man, there's not going to be any football. I'm going to need something to remind me of the Buckeyes. Silver bullet is a nice way to think about that. And then now we've ended the week and we may actually have football to talk about. So sounds good to me. I hope we have
2020. Yeah, we're definitely not going to have football. We're definitely going to have it. I don't know about you, but, like, I was worried for a while. I'm talking about, like, you know, starting in March, April, I'm thinking, man, there's a chance we might not have college football, and I was getting worried about it. And then started getting, like internally cocky, like, around, like, May, early June, like, oh, we're going to have some college football for sure. And then, you know, numbers started going the wrong way. And then, of course, August 11th happened where they just completely called off the season. And then I got word, you know, from sources at Ohio State that even internally, within the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, they've pretty much given up hope of any fall season. And then now there's a chance again. So you're telling me there's a chance, Lloyd Christmas. It's amazing. It's the most 2020 thing ever. I feel like I say that about a lot of things, such as let's say we don't have Ohio State football this year. We had the start of high school football in the Columbus area last night with Hilliard Darby against Hilliard Davidson. We have a slew of games tonight, including one on 97.1 The Fan. And we're going to have high school football in Ohio, and we might not have Ohio State football. That is beyond surreal.
It is. And you know what? Let's get right to this story. So, Bodie, if you would, let's hit the rundown.
Common Man and T-Bones, the rundown. The rundown.
All right. So the report came out earlier today. If you have missed all the news and you haven't paid attention to what we're saying until just now, here's the bottom line. Today, Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith confirmed to the Dispatch that, quote, multiple plans are and have been discussed regarding a season that could start later this fall. You had Bruce Feldman reporting that Big Ten coaches held a virtual meeting to discuss a plan. Smith was then asked about the possibility of starting the season in what had been reported was like the end of November, around Thanksgiving. And he said, there's no leader, just multiple ideas, working closely with our television partners. There's a report in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel citing two college football people familiar with the Big Ten, which that could mean anything. You know, technically, Bids, you're a college football person who's familiar with the Big Ten. So did you give them this story? I don't know.
If I did, I'm not going to tell you. It could have been me, Bone.
But here's what I'm saying is that we don't have, like, that could mean Gene Smith. That could mean Barry Alvarez. That could mean a reporter who is familiar with this and just isn't able to report it yet. That could mean a parent has reported. So that doesn't narrow us down for who this is, but it does mean that someone who's got some direct knowledge is willing to pass that along, and they're saying it would be an 8-game season that would start the week of Thanksgiving, or could. This is, again, a possibility not set in stone. The biggest problem I see, not problem, the biggest issue I see that comes to mind with this is that naturally, this is going to lead everyone who has been questioning this decision for one reason or another to say, hold on, how is suddenly now November okay, but not January? And concurrently, how is November okay, but not October? Like, we're now in the middle of this, like, 3-month span where if you start in October, I don't think nearly as many people have a problem with it. If you start in January, most people would say, that seems kind of impossible and not helpful. November's kind of the worst of both worlds, where you don't get football until Thanksgiving. It still wouldn't seem to have enough time to get you out in time for combine and draft and all that stuff.
Exactly. It's a compromise, but hopefully they will further compromise because November makes no sense to me. I come down where if it's not safe to play in September, why is it safe to play in late November? And if you can play in late November, why not start the season in October? Start that eight-game season in October, and then, in theory, you could finish that truncated season in time where a team like Ohio State could be eligible for the college football playoff. In fact, if you start in October, you have an eight-game schedule, Ohio State absolutely would finish in time to be eligible for the college football playoff. And they're sitting there, you know, with the number two ranking. If they're able to go through even an eight-game schedule, because I'm sure Penn State would be on there, Michigan would be on there, and they look good doing it, and they're undefeated, guess who's going to be in the CFP? The Buckeyes. So hopefully this will lead to an October. I just don't, you know, an October start to the season, Bone, because November just makes no sense to me. January, to me, and I know I'm not the only person to say this, Urban Meyer said it's a ridiculous idea, and I completely agree. You already had Sean Wade's dad coming out and saying there's no way Sean's going to play if they start in January. No, even if they do a shortened season, which they would, still, even if they push the draft back, still not really enough time between the end of the season and the combine and the draft. So maybe, you know, as I said, you know, to begin the show, if, you know, and I don't agree with this, but if you, you know, want to give some rationale of why they're doing, they think maybe late November would work and not January. Maybe they think they can get a eight-game season in beginning around Thanksgiving, and then that would give the kids enough time after the season ends to get ready for the combine, get ready for the NFL draft, maybe not as much time as normal, but you know, still enough time to get ready, and maybe that would entice more guys to play. I still have a hard time imagining Justin Fields is going to play, even if it starts in November, if winning the national championship is off the table. Now you might say, well, what about the Heisman Trophy? Well, if they start late November, I think the Heisman Trophy would have to push its ceremony back pretty much quite a bit there, Bone, don't you think? So it happens like the second week of December. So yeah, maybe he would come back to win the Heisman Trophy, but then the Heisman Trophy would have to change how they do things. I tell you what, this is 2020. You never know what's going to happen, but it does feel like there is suddenly momentum to have some type of Big Ten football this fall, maybe late fall. Again, I keep repeating myself, but I think the best scenario at this point, especially if they're seriously considering a, you know, Thanksgiving start, just start it in October. That gives them enough time to get back to camp and start the season in October. And if you feel like it's safe enough to start in November potentially, then maybe, and it doesn't mean it would, Bone, they could start, you know, have a schedule like they did this last time, hopefully not call it off 6 days later. And then if you get to October and you can't do it, you can't do it. But at least plan for it. At least have an October schedule. Because I tell you what, the SEC is going to play, the Big 12 is going to play, and the SEC is going to play. So the Big 10 does not want to be sitting there saying, okay, we just made the biggest blunder in sports history, and it seems like momentum is building towards some type of fall football for the Big 10.
Yeah, I really think, though, and I still keep coming back to this, like, I think the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12, their whole perspective was, let's go until they tell us we can't go. And their logic is, we think we can play football and not spread this virus. Big Ten and Pac-12 said, we don't think it's possible to play football or fall sports. It should be noted, right? It's not just football, but we think right. We don't think we can play and not have this virus be a big concern for our student athletes. So that is the two differing sides on this issue. What I don't understand is now how the Big Ten can come back and say, well, maybe we could play earlier. My question is, and I know this isn't something we're going to talk about a lot, but it is something I would think would matter to the schools, whether or not it matters necessarily to the majority of football fans who watch college football. But you had other sports canceled, too. Are those sports going to play as well in either January or November or whenever? Are they just permanently canceled? Like, I'm wondering if these discussions, because this all seems to be driven by the football coaches, I'm not saying you have to plan Ohio State's football season or Big Ten football around what is going on with the, you know, men's soccer team, let's say. But I am saying that those schools would have a very difficult time explaining to those athletes and their parents, which I assume we also believe matter, like, they're going to have a tough time explaining, oh, yeah, your kids can't play. They get no opportunity. They get no chance to improve people who look at them to possibly go play in professional leagues. But we're all going to let the football guys play. Like, this goes back to, again, this issue that I think the Big Ten has to try to navigate.
Well, not to be crass, but I'm just going to be, you know, completely frank here. If those non-revenue sports want to exist in the future, they better hope football plays, because we're already seeing it across the country. Iowa's been the latest, you know, and I think sports like men's and women's soccer would probably be one of the last non-revenue sports to get cut. Soccer continues. I know I'm not just saying this because I'm talking to you, Bone. Soccer continues to grow and grow and grow in this country.
No, that's
I'm a good
fine.
Example of it. You wouldn't believe how into the crew I am right now. But anyway, I digress. You know, they better hope. I think that would be, they could say this is a one-year thing. We need this money so your sport can exist and we can pay your coaches. And we can have all these people that come to Ohio State and all these universities on scholarship, full-ride scholarship, to be playing these sports. I think they could make that one-year argument. Hey, we can have football, but the other fall sports, or maybe they could do the other fall sports. Who knows? One more thing I want to bring up. The Big Ten canceled its season on August 11th. I think we all can agree there's been some good new medical information that has happened since then. A lot can change. We're talking about 2.5 weeks. So we're talking about this coronavirus, this novel virus, this new virus that, you know, we're still learning about, you know, more things every day, which can be a cliche, but it seems like it's true. 2.5 weeks is a long time. So hopefully, Bone, they realize that not just the study that they used might have had some things that weren't exactly accurate, but some other medical advances have happened, like the rapid saliva test and some other things that have happened. So hopefully there's been some medical science that will lead the Big Ten towards reversing its decision, and we will have football. If not, you know, if they're going to stick by their guns and say there's still too much data out there and too much medical science that leads us to believe that we can't do this, then there won't be football. But hopefully there's been some, you know, medical breakthroughs that you know, will convince the Big Ten to forge on and have some football for us.
Yeah, I know. I hope so as well, and I hope that they do get this figured out one way or the other, that would at least, in either case, just give the info out, right? I saw Tom Mars said, if they start playing fall football, I'll drop my lawsuits. No, don't do that. Like, we want this info. We need to know how these decisions are made. Right. Like, I really hope that all this momentum from players and their families saying, listen to the players. The players need a voice. We need to have a seat at the table. I hope that doesn't just all go away because, oh, yeah, we're going to play in November. All right, forget all these other things we talked about that actually matter. What? Do we mean this stuff or not? Are we doing this just because we want our kids to play football, or do you actually care about having a voice and changing something in the NCAA? I hope they don't just throw it all away and say, nah, never mind. We don't really care about finding out why the Big Ten's decisions were. We don't care about having a seat at the table. No, my kid gets to play football. I don't care anymore. I hope there's more altruism going on here than just let my kid play football and I shut up and go away. I don't think that's good for anyone involved. Let's wrap it up, Bodie.
Common Man and T-Bones, the Rundown. The Rundown.
And by the way, I don't think that will happen. I'm just pointing out that I've already seen some of that from people saying, oh, they're Big Ten's running scared because they got a lawsuit. It's like, right, well, they're not going to drop this lawsuit, are they? Tom Mars kind of hinted that he would. And I don't know why you would drop it if they suddenly start playing football. We still do need to know what decisions are being made and how that's happening. So, yeah, let's hope that that works out. Our guy, Les Miles. He is crazy. He is now at Kansas. And Biddle, you are aware, Les Miles loves to drop a good quote on us here and there. We have another doozy of a quote from Les Miles, and this time he's talking about coronavirus. So strap in, children. It'll be fun. We'll tell you about that when we get back. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. Still watching an injury accident blocking the right lane of I-70 eastbound at US 33. There are emergency crews on scene in this area. Traffic is stop and go from Livingston Avenue and still continues to build. Plan about a 10-minute backup as they try to get things cleaned up, and we use caution over here. Watch out for those crews. This traffic report is sponsored by Fresh Time Farmers Market. It's no surprise that healthy living begins with what we eat. Stop by Fresh Time Farmers Market for organic avocados, just 99 cents each, now through September 1st. You can trust Fresh Time to bring this is traffic.
Fan traffic brought to you by Paneltown and Floors. Their experienced staff, unparalleled customer focus, extensive knowledge, and unmatched selection will take your flooring visions to reality. Paneltown.com.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dentist to actually believe you?
And you're flossing every day.
Absolutely.
Great. And you're cutting down on your sweets?
Of course.
Wonderful.
then I don't even need to look in there.
Great. See you in 6 months.
There's never been a better time to switch to GEICO. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit GEICO.com for details.
GEICO knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the thrill of the revving engine and pure adrenaline of flying down the highway, to the confidence of knowing that GEICO always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service. But Ari Snyder has one reason in particular.
I have extremely large upper arms. They won't even fit into most shirts. Thankfully, biking really embraces vest culture, so I feel accepted.
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now you can save on large whole seedless watermelons. They're a crowd favorite and on sale for just $2.88 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
One meal everyone in your family can get on board with? It's Culver's. Our menu puts a happy dance in everyone's step. You may know us for our famous butter burgers, cooked to order for that great signature steak taste, but we're also known for our always full of flavor, whole white meat chicken tenders, and thick and juicy chicken sandwiches. And our melty Wisconsin cheese curds, and our hand-battered North Atlantic cod.
At Culver's, we believe more menu options mean more ways to brighten your day. Welcome to Delicious.
Why is Culver's such a treat for so many families? Here's a hint. This treat is thick and creamy, and everyone can get it any way they like. Our fresh, frozen custard. We craft it in small batches throughout the day to make our guests stay, using fresh dairy from America's family farms. Shakes, cones, sundaes, concrete mixers, flavor of the day. Oh, and the toppings.
Who says you can't please everyone? There's more than one way to dessert at Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
It's the start of the high school football season in the state of Ohio tonight.
The Dick Masheter Ford High School Game of the Week, presented by Raising Cane's, is Gahanna at Reynoldsburg.
Coverage starts tonight at 6:30 on The Fan. Ohio sports destination.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual Summer Sticker Sales Event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand named number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time, you can lease a specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX for $169 a month for 24 months with $500 bonus cash applied to our down payment. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry in to your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-334-KIA for details. New 2020 Sportage LX 2.4-liter ATFWD 25110 MSRP. MSRP excludes taxes, title, license fees, options, and retailer charges. Actual prices may vary. Lease from Kia Motors Finance, KMF, and approved credit. Offer includes 500 VIN-specific lease bonus cash on specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX FWD vehicles. Quantities are limited. $39.60 due at signing without 500 VIN-specific bonus cash applied as down payment. Lease offer may not be combined with other KMF offers. Subject to dealer participation. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for warranty details.
Hot under the collar? Call Care Heating and Cooling and we'll fix that fast. 1-800-COOLING.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month with no contracts and a safe contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers. It's all available to you in the Fan Store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Well, we think trees are cool, but hey, we're certified arborists. But trees really are cool, and the more you plant, the cooler you'll be. Trees cool streets and sidewalks by 20 to 40 degrees. Just standing under one, you'll be up to 8 degrees cooler. A well-placed tree can shade buildings and lower energy costs by up to 30%. So you see, trees really are cool. To find out where and how to plant the right tree to keep you cooler, find a certified arborist near you at treesforohio.org. That's trees, the number 4, ohio.org.
Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Did you feel that? It's your radio getting fatter. Getting fatter.
Chubby time!
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Dave Biddle filling in for Common Man. Hope you're having a good Friday. Tool of the Week is coming up next. Just about 10 minutes or so. You can get your Tool of the Week in now at Man and Bone 971. You can also tweet at Degenerate T-Bone or at Dave Biddle if you'd like to follow either us or tweet at us. That is also welcome. So Bids, coronavirus has kind of been a big talking point. Not sure if you're familiar with that or not. It's kind of been on people's minds of late going into college football season. So our guy Les Miles, not one to back away from an interesting quote, he had this to say about players opting out of college football because they're concerned about the coronavirus. He said this, quote, "If they opt out because of the pandemic, then they opt into the pandemic." This is from Matt Galloway of the Topeka Capital Journal. Because don't forget, Les is, you know, coaching the Jayhawks in Kansas. So the last I saw it, the pandemic was worldwide, okay? So I don't know what their advantage is to turn at this point away from what would be a good finish to a college career, an opportunity to advance their abilities, and then have a choice whether to go off to the NFL or to stay and compete. So we'd love to say to have them stay and compete. It was then noted that offensive lineman Anton Frazier has opted out of the season due to COVID-19 concerns, and he said, quote, "That's a decision that he made." So I guess less saying that you're opting into the pandemic. I guess, is he trying to say that if you leave campus, you're more likely to get it than if you stayed here where we've got all the protocols in place? I don't know.
I don't know. It's just a strange comment there from Yogi Berra, a.k.a. Les Miles, the Mad Hatter, which has been a staple of his career. It's inane comments and just hilarity at press conferences. So, I think he's basically saying, I attribute this to, or at least compare it to, when people say things like, you can't let the terrorists win. And I actually subscribe to that. That's not what this is, though. When you say, don't let the terrorists win, you're saying things like, well, don't be scared and not go on airplanes, because then you're going to let them win. And you're sending them a message to the terrorists. Last time I checked, the virus can't get a message. They don't receive messages.
Right.
You're not going to intimidate the virus into thinking, well, we might as well not do it because they're not going to be scared of us. So I like the don't give in to terrorists. I don't like the, if you opt out, then you're giving in to the virus. It's like people should have their own choice. I'd be a hypocrite to say, why is Kevin Warren and the presidents, why are they not listening to what the parents want and what the players want, and then turn around and say, well, yeah, if a kid is opting out, then, you know, he's an idiot. He shouldn't be able to do that. Like, no, you should be able to do both. A kid from Vanderbilt this week opted back in. Boy,
yes.
Wouldn't that be nice if Ohio State's players could opt in. I think you should be able to opt out and keep your scholarship. And I think you should be able to opt in. And we'll see if Ohio State's players eventually get that choice, my friend.
Yeah, good on you, Bits, because that is at least consistent. And that's something I think it's a lost art in the world today, where people will scream about something from one side, but then when something happens on the other side, they go, oh, no, I ignore that. And it's like, no, let's just try to be consistent on whatever it is we're frustrated about. You know what I mean? Like, if that's your issue, if you're saying, yeah, I think the players should have a chance to have a voice, well, then you have to be supportive of them having that voice, whether it's a voice you always agree with or not. And I think that's something that would help all of us if we adopted that approach in life. But, yeah, Les Miles loves his quotes. And, Bodie, I don't know, do you have any Les Miles quotes that we can run through? Because I know, like, one of my favorites is when Les Miles is talking about how much he enjoys FIFA and how it was a few years ago when the World Cup was going on. He was coming back doing his, like, welcome back from summer press conference, Do you have this audio, Bodie? Because I'd like to play it if we do.
Yep, I got it.
All right, here you go. This is Les Miles talking about the summer of FIFA.
The summer was marked with FIFA and FIFA action. I want you to know something. My son is truly a soccer player. He played high school soccer and loves it. He was so motivated after watching some World Cup that he bounced out to a pickup soccer game for 4 hours. Think about that one. I mean, can you imagine? Baseball has, you know, confines, but soccer has no con. You just run and run and run and run, right? I enjoy that. That was a real interesting thing for me. I rooted for the USA, certainly, first and foremost. Then I rooted for Costa Rica. Then I rooted for Colombia. It seemed to have a physical brand of ball that I really kind of enjoyed. But I want you to know something. The smatter of athleticism, the uniqueness of play was really great, and I'm a fan. But I got to tell you right now, when you start an acronym with F for Federation, don't you really just kind of come to mind of a guy that's carrying a gun? I mean, really, Federation International Football Association, right? It seems like maybe they should have added conglomeration. There's some other shuns in there that'll make them. I mean, I just really was intrigued, so I just figured I'd open with that.
I want to remind people that Les Miles, for many years of his life on the earth, has been the highest paid individual in the state where he has worked. And that man right there that you just heard probably made more money than anyone in the state of Louisiana, at least as a public employee, for all the years he worked there as the head coach of LSU. So there you go. That's just one of many gems from Les Miles. Had you ever heard that one, Bids?
I had not heard that. That is, In fact, I think, you know, now that I think about it, I think because I remember him. I don't think I heard the full quote, but I remember him when he was talking about the FIFA and just, you know, when he was breaking down the acronym and everything like that.
Where,
I don't remember that. So I take it back. I do remember, but I don't think I ever heard the full quote.
Federation means a guy with a gun. I just want to know what other equivalencies exist in his head. That's a place that we need to go. There was that Being John Malkovich movie. We need Being Les Miles. We need to get in there and really, really find out what he's got going on. All right. It's Tool of the Week time. 614-821-9710 is the phone number to get in on Tool of the Week. You can also get in by going to Twitter and tweeting at manandbone971 if you so desire to get in on Tool of the Week. The best tool of the week is going to win a prize, and the prize this week I have, and I will pull it up now for you. The prize this week is a $100 Moomoo Car Wash gift card and a pail with car cleaning supplies, so check that all out. We'll get you that next. 614-821-9710 is the phone number. Tool of the Week is next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. Watch out for an accident blocking the shoulder of I-70 eastbound after Mound Street. One vehicle remains on the right berm in this area. Traffic is slow as they try to get this clear. There are some residual backups over here. Plan about a 5 to 10 minute delay in the meantime. This traffic report is sponsored by Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. At Medical Mutual, they care about the health and well-being of Ohioans. That's why they offer high-quality health insurance plans with access to the doctors and hospitals you know and trust, plus dental, vision, and wellness programs to help you achieve and maintain your best health. Learn more at medmutual.com/hereforyou. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need,
When you stop by, we'll be ready. Now, buy any three cooler beverages and get 500 bonus Speedy Rewards points.
Amazon is now offering sign-on bonuses starting at $250 for a variety of roles near you. Now's your chance to earn even more. Sign-on bonuses offered on seasonal, part, and full-time jobs in West Jefferson. All you have to do is apply. Go to Amazon.com/OhioJobs. That's Amazon.com/OhioJobs. Applicable on start dates between September 6th and October 3rd. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. One in three men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
Remember that feeling you'd sometimes get listening to syndicated radio? Kind of like you wanted to die? We call that emotional detachment. And we've had enough of that crapola. Rise and shine with Morning Juice.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan.
Buying new windows and doors for your home is something you want to do only once. Bobby Carpenter here for your local Pella Windows and Doors. When you choose Pella, you know you're getting superior products, whether it's their number one wood-rated windows and patio doors or their vinyl series that are 83% stronger than ordinary vinyl products. Plus, Pella has a great sale going on right now. 50% off installation or take advantage of 48 months no-interest financing. Call 877-98-PELLA or visit PellaColumbus.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Flu season is just around the corner, and now you can get your flu shot right here for free. Schedule your appointment today at Kroger.com/flu.
At Fifth Third Bank, we hold ourselves to a higher standard. Just look at our name, Fifth Third. Five-thirds equals 166.7%. So, according to the laws of mathematics, we are obligated to put 166.7% into everything we do. From our great customer service, to our security solutions, to providing our customers access to one of the largest networks of fee-free partner ATMs with over 50,000 nationwide, this is banking a Fifth Third better.
Fifth Third Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Paneltown and Floors has been Columbus's premier flooring store since 1967. Everyone knows new floors have the biggest impact transforming a home, and Paneltown would like to help those experiencing challenges with 12 months same as cash. 12 months same as cash. Let the experienced staff at Paneltown help you with your home's transformation and turn your flooring dreams into reality. Paneltown delivers the ultimate customer experience to professionals and homeowners alike. Go where the pros go, Paneltown.com.
We are everywhere.
On your radio.
Online. The Fan app. Alexa.
And behind you in your car right now.
Too creepy?
Sorry.
The Fan.
Ohio sports destination.
Common Man and T-Bone's Tool of the Week.
Sponsored by the Lion's Den.
614-821-9710 is the phone number for Tool of the Week. Winner of Tool of the Week this week gets a $100 Moo Moo Car Wash gift card and pail with car cleaning supplies. Enjoy a fast, fun, and eco-friendly wash experience at any 17 Central Ohio Moo locations. Don't forget you can wash all you want at any Moo location with the Unlimited Wash Club starting at just $15.99 a month. Remember to clean your hands and your car for locations and hours. Visit MooMooCarWash.com. Dave Biddle in for Common Man. You ready to do some Tools of the Week bids?
Heck yes.
All right, let's get there. Bodie is in for Panama Ted. Bodie, who do we have up first?
We got Brad up first.
Brad, you're on the Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, my guys.
That wasn't a doink. That was a dong.
Way to go, Bodie. You nailed it. All right, what's up, man?
Okay, my tool of the week is actually, boy, our fantasy football commissioner. I won our league last year, and it appears our commissioner, he's just absconded with the funds, won't pay anybody. I've known him since high school. I'm 50. Yet he wants to do the league this year. That's my tool of the week. Bad.
Man, I wonder if we were in the same league, man, because I had that happen many years ago, And I can tell you how many years ago it was. Remember when this Hall of Fame wide receiver named Randy Moss hooked up with this Hall of Fame quarterback named Tom Brady in New England? Remember that? That first year that that happened, I was in a fantasy league and I got both of them. And that ended up winning me my fantasy league. It was ridiculous. And that year, I think I was due like $1,000 because I won the league and didn't have to make any trades. And our league had a pot where every time you made a trade, you had to pay like $2, one for the out transaction and one for the in transaction. And so I didn't make any trades. I had no money going out there. That pot got to be like $300. I won the like regular season, so I got that pot. And then I won the league championship, which was like $700 or $800. Never got paid. And then the next year, same thing. The guy called me up and was like, you want to do this again? And I said, hell no. Where's my money? He's like, oh yeah, I'll get it to you. But I need your like, you know, $80 or whatever to get into the league. I was like, screw you. I'm not doing this again. I never got my own money back. So maybe we were in the same league. Maybe the guy's just rolling around Columbus, finding different people. I'm sure we all have horror stories like that, right, Bids?
Nothing that bad. I mean, the worst I ever had, I'm the commissioner of a league that's going to be going into its 21st league. I'm in a couple other leagues. In fact, one league that I'm not the commissioner of, we have our auction tonight, so I'm really looking forward to that. But years ago, the league I'm the commissioner of, what we do for every pickup after your first one, your first pickup is free. Every pickup, not trade, free agent pickup is $5. And you know, the winner of the waiver kitty is the points champ. So it's not just based on wins and losses. It takes kind of the luck out of it, and then if you're the points champ, you're going to win a bunch of money because people are picking up guys left and right. Well, one year I make everybody pay up front as far as their league fee, but then you pay your waiver fee at the end of the year because that's ever changing. One guy wouldn't pay his waiver fee to the guy that won the waiver kitty, and it nearly caused a fight. I worked at a little newspaper, and it's where I kind of cut my teeth in the business in London, Ohio, called the Madison Press. I was the sports editor there, a newspaper that no longer exists in Madison County, and it was two of my coworkers nearly got into a fight over this at the newspaper in the newsroom over like $50 of this guy not willing to pay his waiver fees for the 10 guys he picked up. So, yeah, so that's the word. But I've never had a situation where a guy wins a league and then the commissioner won't pay and then has the gall, I'd like to use a bigger word than that, to say, come back in the league, and you're like, no, and then pay me the money. First of all, if you were going to do the league again, Bone, it's like, how about the money you owe me? Take the $80 out of that, maybe, and I'll consider coming back to your league. But no, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Yeah. So anyway, that sucks for, what was Brad, right? I think was the caller. Bodie, who do we have up next?
Up next is Matt.
Matt, you're on the fan. Go ahead.
My guys.
That works.
Okay, so my tool of the week is the idiot truck driver who showed up to Carroll Supply where I work and dropped off the wrong product that was supposed to go to our biggest competitor. He unloaded the truck in our yard and then proceeded to hand us the paperwork that had our competitor's name on it. Now, our regional manager, Mike Hadley, put Carroll Supply stickers all over the product, and then we had to load said product on our biggest competitor's truck when they came to pick it up.
Wow. Yeah, that's so who's the tool? The truck driver, I assume? Not the other supply company, I guess. It's not on them, but yeah, that's good. I like that. Who's up next, Bodie?
We have J-Mo up next.
J-Mo, go ahead, buddy.
Gentlemen, we know that the undisputed world champion tool of the week is Boris. We have recently found out that he spoke with all the Big Ten athletic directors who 100% said they wanted to play the season. And then he excluded them from the Zoom call with the presidents. When asked if he would mandate that his son, who goes to Mississippi State and plays football, would sit out the season like he mandated that the Big Ten athletes sit out, he said, we will continue to have our family discussions. And the response was, clearly, Kevin Warren, you have trusted the protocols that Mississippi State and the SEC have put in place. Could it not be logical then that the protocols that the organizations that you represent be trusted as well. So, gentlemen, it is undisputable. Kevin Warren is the world champion and the Intercontinental champion. Tool of the week.
All right, thanks for the call.
That's going to be tough to beat right there, isn't it, Bone? Oh, man.
Although I took the words right out of my mouth.
Very, very well said.
Well, see, I disagree with him on the Kevin Warren with his kid thing, but that's fine. It's Tool of the Week time. Okay. It's not here to, you know, we did the sports talk all week. That's fine. I'll let you live. Who's up next, Bodie?
Andy's up next.
Andy, go ahead, man. You're on the fan.
Every other sport that they offer.
Is Andy already going, or did he start going? Andy, you're on the fan. Go ahead, man. All right, put him up back on.
Andy's talking to his wife, I think, right now.
Well, either that or he's got the. It's one of those. Ted always gets mad when we do this because I'll usually say turn your radio down, but then Ted will yell at us and say, "No, man, it's a phone. He's got the phone up," and it's like, "All right, I don't know what's happening, but I do know that's not going to work." Bodie, who do we have next?
Ron's up next.
Ron, go ahead, man. You're on the fan.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do? All right,
chubby time.
The week, Rabe. My tool of the week is all my coworkers that felt like giving me grief the day that the Blue Jackets lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning. I tell them all, in Yarmo, I trust. Josh Anderson, Ryan Murray, Alexander Renberg, and Corpusalo for future team captain, Mr. Jack Eichel. It's going to happen.
I'd love to see it if that is the case. That's a big, bold swing, but all right, name your coworkers Tool of the Week. Bodie, you've got the calls up there. Who do you want to give Tool of the Week to? This is on you. If you make a decision that makes everybody else mad, they can blame Bodie. It's not on me or Bids.
Hey, you guys can blame me. I'll go with Brad, the first caller, the terrible fantasy commissioner. You're ruining it for everybody.
So I know. Brad, we can't fix that problem, but what we can do is give you a $100 Moo Moo Car Wash gift card and pail with cleaning supplies. If you want to find out more about how you can join their unlimited wash club starting at $15.99 a month, go to moomoocarwash.com. Back page when we come back. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You're going to find that earlier accident has finally cleared from I-70 eastbound after Mound Street, but traffic is still slow as it recovers in that area. Plan on some residual backups. And an accident also still blocking the shoulder of 670 eastbound before Leonard Avenue. Watch out for delays there as well. This traffic report is sponsored by Lowe's. The Lowe's for Pros loyalty program gives pros personalized offers, purchase tracking, and business management tools. Sign up today at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. One more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Terms and conditions apply. U.S. only. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Don't sweat it. Call Cure Heating and Cooling, and we'll fix your air conditioner fast. 1-800-COOLING.
Frank's Red Hot is the perfect blend of flavor and heat. So you can put that on everything.
Like buffalo wings.
Everything.
Buffalo nachos.
Everything.
Buffalo mac and cheese?
Yes, and also things that don't start with buffalo. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers, it's all available to you in the Fan Store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now, any Speedy Freeze up to mighty size is just 99 cents.
Now at Panera Bread, get a U-Pick 2 for $8.98 every day. Choose from a classic menu of half sandwiches and salads, a cup of soup, or small mac and cheese to craft your perfect meal. Like a Chipotle chicken avocado melt with broccoli cheddar soup, a bacon turkey bravo with a Caesar salad, or a spicy Thai salad with 10 vegetable soup. You pick any two of our classic favorites and make a U-Pick 2 you'll love for $8.98 every day. Panera, food as it should be. Restrictions apply.
Okay, let's begin. Morning Juice, Bishop and Laurinaitis, Rothman and Ice, Common Man and T-Bone, The Buckeye Show, Ohio State Athletics, Blue Jackets Hockey, Crew Soccer, the NFL, and even more things I don't have time to say. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Ready for a positive 2020 surprise? Here's one from Diamonds Direct. The return of our best offer ever. 5 years, zero interest financing. Yes! Starting Monday the 31st, back by popular demand. Pick any item. Get the amazing value price Diamonds Direct is known for. Pay nothing down and spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest. And you can even finance the sales tax. Fine jewelry has never been more affordable. 5 years, zero interest on anything and everything starting September 1st. At Diamonds Direct. On group credit. Details, directions, and store hours at DiamondsDirect.com.
It's pro football time, and the Fan and Bud Light want to make it more exciting. Join the Bud Light Pro Football Pick'em League. Pick your teams every week, and you could win the weekly prize or go on to win the season-long grand prize. Oh! A Bud Light man cave, including a 65-inch smart TV, new furniture, a kegerator, neon Bud Light sign, and a cool customized Ohio license plate sign. Visit 971thefan.com to join the Bud Light Pro Football Pick'em League and enjoy season-long fun and maybe win a man cave and more.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit, discreetly from your computer or smartphone. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to GotLoans.com to get the cash you need. Type www.GotLoans.com directly into the address bar. That's GotLoans.com. GotLoans.com.
Find us on the Twitter machine at 971TheFan and vote in the fan poll.
Sponsored by Byers Imports by the airport.
There's no wrong answers, but plenty of dumb ones.
Final segment of the program, joining us from his beautiful estate, replete with putting green and multiple TVs on the wall at the same time. It's Timmy Hall from the Buckeye Show. Timmy, how you been, man?
You guys, Bone and Bids. You're right. I'm kind of like a baby version of Bo Bishop out here, just living the life.
Baby Bo. I think if you didn't already, well, you know what? That's your new nickname. You're just Baby Bo. Timmy Hall, a.k.a. Baby Bo. Yeah, Dave Biddle filling in for Common Man today, too. So, Timmy, you've got a half-hour show tonight. Obviously, you got plenty to talk about with the Buckeyes. Woo! But was this one of those days where you woke up like I did, and I started looking at the news, and then around, I don't know, whenever it was 10:30 somewhere, it breaks that, oh, yeah, there might be a Big Ten football season after all in 2020. And did you just look at the half-hour show you had to do and go, well, all right, time to hit the golf course because you got your show done. Like, did that just allow you to get out there? Come on. How did that work out?
I wish I could have, but you had rain that was
well, true
here,
enough, right?
And I was on the desk, too. So I couldn't have done that even sans rain because I was on the update desk. But you're right.
Fair
this
enough,
is
yeah.
a it's a pretty easy unscripted show. I mean, not only is it unscripted, there's no rundown. It is a rundown-less show for the 30 minutes here. I know exactly what segment one is. There's going to be talk, my own thoughts on this possible November start time, some other points I'm going to make about the Big Ten conference, a stupid take that I saw on Twitter, and I'm going to bring in Maddie and Joshua even for the second segment because I just want to get the sounds of the outdoor high school football game, and I want to get two guys' thoughts who are actually just going to be a half an hour from watching live football. I just want to know what that'll be like for those two gentlemen.
Yeah, that is true. It is, and Biddle, you were bringing this up earlier about how odd it is that we are not currently talking about Ohio State football being played next week, and it won't be played next weekend, but we do have high school football already being played in the state. It's surreal right now.
Yeah, it might be the most 2020 thing ever. And, you know, unless something changes, which I know the wheels are in motion, we're not going to have Ohio State football this fall, although now maybe we will. But, you know, looking at how it currently is, we're not going to have Ohio State football this fall, but we're going to have high school football in Ohio. It is crazy. We even had, you know, Hilliard Darby and Hilliard Davidson played last night. They're on local TV. Have the game on the fan tonight with Reynoldsburg and Gahanna and many, you know, everybody else who didn't play last night, which was just those two teams. Everybody else is playing tonight, and we're not going to have Ohio State football. It's the craziest thing ever, guys.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. But this is where we are in 2020, man. It's a weird year. I am not sure how it's going to work out with high school football or college football for that matter. But yeah, it's been a whole week of talking about that stuff. And I hope that ultimately the Big Ten can find a way to get football played in the fall and to do it safely. It is going to be really bizarre, though, if the college football playoffs are going on. I think you made this point earlier on Twitter, Tim, that they could have the college football playoffs happening while the Buckeyes are playing like week six game Purdue or something. That just can't.
They can't
let that happen. No. Like,
right.
I mean, the playoffs would have to reconsider.
At least, I don't know if you saw Schlegel, and you know, I know some other people have toyed around with making their own Big Ten schedules to prove the point that a couple of guys in a weight room could throw this together, could slap this up on the whiteboard and be done with it, you know? And the Big Ten did that. They threw out the schedules. They just ripped them right back. All you would have to do is alter the dates. Schlegel at least had the Boilermaker game happening week one, so you wouldn't have that sting of, oh, wow, Clemson and Bama are playing for the championship. We've got a sleepy little week seven nooner in West Lafayette. I mean, yeah. You talk about wanting to rip a Band-Aid off fast. If that were our reality, I don't even know if the brain can process that much. Okay, good, we have football, but we're playing Purdue, and these teams are playing for a national championship. I don't want to live in that world, do you?
Yeah, I really don't either. I don't think that's where any of us want to be. All right, Tim, you've got a half-hour show. Then after that, we have got high school football coming your way. You will get to hear Gahanna Lincoln at Reynoldsburg, Matt Andrews and Joshua Perry on the call for that one. So stay tuned all evening for a lot of football discussion and actual action right here on The Fan. Back page. Let's do it.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
All right. I want to ask you guys a question. Have you heard of Timmy or Bids? You guys follow college sports like I do. Mm-hmm. Are you aware of the Players Trunk? Are you aware of this website called theplayerstrunk.com?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Okay.
Thanks to Rashad Berry and Andre Wesson, I am aware of it.
That's exactly right. I was going to bring them up. So what this is, because I saw Andre Wesson's linked, and then I started clicking around on it, and then that made me go through the whole process. But you can go right now to Andre Wesson's trunk, and it's like picture clothes in a trunk. You know, like, you were to store all your old stuff from when you played sports, you might have it in some kind of a storage bin or a trunk. Well, that's what this is, except they're all for sale. So, for example, you can get Andre Wesson's Ohio State team-issued winter coat, size XL, for $150. It's like the coat he was given. It's a very nice Nike Ohio State coat. There's all kinds of stuff on here. There's game-worn shoes. There's warm-up
sweatpants. I'm on the website now.
Yeah, let me just give you, because
Marcus Howard is like right at the front
Tim's
of this website from Marquette.
Let me give you some of the guys that I found quickly as I went through. You mentioned Bids. You mentioned Rashad Berry's trunk is on there, so you can find that if you're looking for more football gear. John Teske from Michigan,
Teske,
he is on there. There's a ton of Michigan players on here, for what it's worth. If you are a UM fan, I would assume
you're fine. Does he wear the 10X? My God, yeah, Teske's like right. 7 foot.
Yeah,
one.
I know. I don't know what you're going to want from him. It says his quarter zip long sleeve, which is sold out, but it says that was a double XL. It does say you can win or you can go buy his, actually, these are sold out too, but his exclusive yellow Jordan Why Not 0.2 shoes. Those are sold out, but it does not say what size they are, but I wish they were still for sale. You could also, if you're a North Carolina fan, Kennedy Meeks has a trunk on here, so you can go get a whole bunch of Carolina blue stuff if that's your thing. Let's see, who else did I find?
You know what, though, Bone? The thing that's missing, when I heard the name of the website, I honestly have never heard of this until 10 seconds ago when you said it. I need to actually get a trunk.
Like, I want to see a picture of some kind of chest that is opened up. Like, we've busted the lock open, and you are giving me, you're selling me an experience along with this gear. It's called the player's trunk. I want the trunk with all the stuff inside of it when I pay this big price tag. Because I'm looking at some of the stuff, shoes going for $1,600. This is an experience site. You're paying big money for these dudes' stuff.
Yeah, you are. Well, you know what's weird, too, is they even have, like, an NBA site. They have one that's just an NBA trunk, and it looks like it's just guys that they don't think are big enough to give them a whole site. So they just are like, oh, yeah, here's some stuff from, you know, I don't know, NBA combine player Charles Matthews, who, God, where did he play college basketball? Why am I blanking on that?
Charles Matthews was Michigan as well, I think.
Yes, that's right. Okay, yeah. That's why I knew the name.
And
right.
Look, Bone, what's interesting is they're all using their name, image, or likeness from what? Their career in the NCAA.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
But I think all of these guys now are out. That's why they can do it. It's not guys who are currently in it.
Where did they make their name?
Right. They made it in college basketball and college football. You're exactly right. So, yeah, there you go. Name, image, and likeness. It'll always be there until they finally start getting paid, which will happen soon enough. That is it for us this week. I want to thank both you guys. It's appropriate you're both here, Timmy and Dave Biddle. You guys were great all week, filling in for Common Man. He will be back on Monday, but I really appreciate you guys stepping up.
Anytime,
So thanks for that. And
yeah,
Bodie did a great job.
Bone.
Yeah, Bodie did a great job as well, so thanks for that, man. Always appreciated. We will see you guys on Monday. Enjoy the football tonight. It is Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. You're going to find an accident still blocking the shoulder of 670 eastbound before Leonard Avenue. This earlier crash still remains on the right burn. Please be cautious as they continue to work this clear. Should be clearing up pretty soon, though, but plan about a 5 to 10 minute delay in the meantime. This traffic report is sponsored by Lowe's. The Lowe's for Pros loyalty program gives pros personalized offers, purchase tracking, and business management tools. Sign up today at lowesforpros.com/pro loyalty. One more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Terms and conditions apply. U.S. only. Have a great weekend. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Jermaine Lexus of Dublin and Easton. School is back, whatever that means, and maybe that means shuffling the kiddos back and forth to plenty of socially distanced activities. And maybe after your staycation this summer, you realize it's time for a new ride. Let my friends at Jermaine Lexus make that dream a reality. Deal time during the Golden Opportunity Sales Event at Jermaine Lexus. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus make no payments for 90 days on all 2020 Lexus vehicles, and make no payments for 90 days on L-certified vehicle purchases. Get to Jermaine Lexus or get started at JermaineLexus.com. Financing on limited term with approved credit. Not all buyers will qualify. $1,388 per thousand financed. No security deposit. Ends 8/31/20. I've been endorsing the Jermaine brand for a long time, and it's because it's a true family-run business who do their best to earn your business every single time. Jermaine Lexus, two locations to serve you, Dublin and Easton. Check out their inventory online, JermaineLexus.com.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual summer sticker sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand names number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time at Kia's summer sticker sales event, you'll get up to $6,000 total cash in the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry into your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. $6,000 total cash includes $4,000 customer cash and $2,000 VIN-specific retail bonus cash on the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. Total cash offer may not be combined with lease or finance offers from Kia Motors Finance. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.